Blog Talk Radio.
You know, my homie Tretch from Naughty by Nature once said, if you ain't from the ghetto, don't come to the ghetto. But I'ma let one of our most immaculate tall guys take us all through the ghetto. Rick James.
When I was a young boy, growing up in the ghetto, hanging out on corners, singing with the fellas, looking for the cute chicks, trying to find me big fun, looking for some trouble, for anyone who'd give me some. I was young and crazy,
in the ghetto,
didn't know what my life would be,
in the ghetto.
I was dumb and oh so lazy,
in the ghetto.
Something had a spell on me,
in the ghetto.
You wanna know what I'm talking about?
Taking them chances while we search for the answers. We be smoking them cancer sticks. Police provoking. We dancing and we be dodging them bullets. They be popping off at it. But yet we always romance the street and fall in love with the hood till somebody can say always up to no good. So all of my fam could eat in the hood. We hungry. Ain't we playing for keys. My soldiers on the block, get on it. It be good if you flaunt it. We will take if we want it. See, from the ghetto got a different state of mind with a different kind of hustle. And we iller with the grind and develop our muscle till we sicker with the shine and the struggle. Thus the money come quicker doing crime. I see the way we rep the hood. Gotta love me. You can take me out the ghetto, but you can't take it from me. Gotta love it. That's where we get into that street. Hustle hard, try to get money quick.
In the ghetto.
It's where I got my name from. I learned to get money and I got all my game
in
from. It's where you eat with a bunch of the wolves and get to hustling as hard as you could.
In the ghetto.
Until your cake stacking to get good. Throw a block party for the whole hood.
In the ghetto.
With them burnout cellies, talk crazy, sell drugs in front of poncho deli. Crackhead chicks still smoke with babies in their belly. In the prison elevators till the lobby all smelly.
In the ghetto.
It's where I keep my ratchets, get my instincts and survival tactics. Ain't nothing like the hood. I don't care. You survive it in the ghetto. You can make it anywhere. Gotta love it. Even though they act rude, you'll always find a good chick to hold up for they do. Behind me and my clique on the move, we honor the code of the street and live by the rules. It's where all of the hoods at, find the most crooks and they sell the most that. Where you find beautiful women and rugrats and some of the most powerful people, I love that. Come on.
Edition Monday, July the 4th of July, and we appreciate you joining us. This is going to be a good one here. Special 1776 versus 1779. We're going to lay this thing out. But first and foremost, all the shout outs just left the below, the ghetto of Buffalo, the hood, the east side, all. But it's all good. It's all as good as us. And guess what? Much love to y'all. We had a great time. So much going on up there. Keep it all. Keep the power. Canada coming into Buffalo now. They so happy. Run to some Canadian friends. Just happened to see them. Didn't really know them good. Just knew them for a split moment. They said, she thought they knew me. I said, no. And they say, I said, where y'all from? We from Canada. Quebec. No, just Quebec. I said, y'all happy as hell to be here. They say, yes. We ain't been out of the country in 2.5 years. I said, damn. Lots to come to America for. And they got to go through a lot. But yet, lines all over the Peace Bridge trying to get over into Buffalo. Y'all are the Mecca, baby. Don't forget it. All right. Shout out to all that. Shout out to Brother Ray. Doing better. Take yourself, baby. Take care of yourself. Staying in the mainland. Do your thing, brother. Come on back stronger. And also, Antoinette, doing well. See shows. Brother Eddie, thank you for holding on. And we are about to kick it straight up in here, like I told you. Went through a few things up there in the below. We got a lot of entertainment. You know, we get all New York. We the second largest. If we was in the boroughs, we'd be second largest borough. So, however you want to look at it. Nonetheless, we had a comedy show for that, which took place for the slang at the Tops grocery store, which is supposedly under construction. I have the drive-by there, and, pretty grim. Nonetheless, they kind of know that the news is going to be out the way, but they're having these comedy shows. But let me just tell you how the comic. We had such an entertainer, D.L. Hughley. We had this other brother, I can't think of his name. And, of course, we had a great one, you know, D.C. Clark, D.C. Curry. And all of them was good in their own ways. But you can see that there's an agenda. Today you will see this agenda thoroughly by the end of this program. The agenda was that they were kind of like cracking jokes about them taking the vaccine. And cracking jokes on people wearing a mask in the car, like how crazy that is. I mean, each one had their little jazz, but in results, they all claimed to have taken the shot. According to D.C. Curry, D.L. Hughley was drunk when he fell off the stage, which was hilarious. It was beautiful how he put it. But here was some of the things that I have to say to those of you who love comedy and have to filter out bullshit with the comedy. But you just have to look through it and laugh because it is funny. But you can't equate you doing a sexual act to that of a vaccination. That's first and foremost. I like to clarify that because this is the program that we bring facts and matter. If you care to indulge with any type of sex act with an adult individual of right mind and age and all the good stuff that y'all all claim y'all stand morally for, if she decides to lick every crevice of your body, you lick every crevice of her body, guess what? It has nothing to do with taking a vaccine because you choose to do it. And that's the key to a joke that falls on deaf ear, but you laughing so hard you may not hear. But it has nothing to do, neither of the two. So if you let somebody at a comedy show make you feel bad, like you got to think about it, you go, you know, I'm mad because the person won't take the shot, but he just got his ass licked. That's a person's choice. It's not mandated by the wife or the husband that you must do this or else. Then that becomes something else. That becomes what the government is doing. That means you become miserable with that partner. That's how that really works. Somebody mandates you cook every day at 4 o'clock. And if you don't cook at 4 o'clock, there's a penalized agenda, then that ain't really, you know, being free. So we leave that where it's at and had a good time nonetheless, and we're going to keep it moving because today all of them are under the agenda. Everybody who's celebrating the day, the 4th of July, even if you know about Sirius being the highest point in the constellation at this time, you can look up and, you know, Ptah Seeker and you know, Brother Kwame, the magic man of knowledge for us on this program, he come on and tell us, we ain't going to dispute that today. Not at all. That's a fact. It has ancient provocations. But since this show loves to put the occult equation into every equation, comes to find out you worshiping the Illuminati today and of yesterday. You don't know you're doing it subconsciously, but it gives them great pleasure to know, because you or your energy all went in. Even though we're done with family, had a great time, the energy level of preparing and doing it is for a ceremony of a day that has come upon us through history as something that we should take homage to. Now, I try to tell you, if you go on our collage of pictures, you will see clearly that I put one of the most delicate pieces of historical data that's in the White House itself, written and corresponded with the so-called first Masonic president, George Washington, to William Russell, September 25th, 1798. I said, man, 1789, 1798, it's all. And the reason for that, they was in battle with these forces that everybody has been told we fought the British. Nah, they might have been agents. The British might have been mercenaries, but nah. And everything today is in your news today, so you won't be able to escape this with any of the things we all say to each other. And yes, there's all factions in it. It has usurped all factions. I am going to read from the manuscripts of George Washington, writing to two prominent individuals. First would be William Russell, September 28, 1798. He goes on to say, from Mount Vernon, "Sir, my apologies are due to you for my not acknowledging the recipe of the obliging favor of the 22nd D. So y'all look that up. "All too, and for not thanking you at earliest period for the book you had goodness to send to me." Goes on, I'm quoting the book, I'm quoting Washington. "I have heard much about the nefarious and dangerous plans and doctrines of the Illuminati, but never saw the book until you were pleased to send it to me. The same cause which have prevented my acknowledging the receipt of your letter have prevented my reading the book. Hereto, namely, the multiplicity of matters which press upon me before deliberating the states." See, this is when he was all getting these states in, the 13 so-called zodiac states, republic states of the Americans. That is, oh, this by the end of the program, this is going to be just unbelievable. "Before deliberating the states in which I was later left after to serve fever and have been removed, and which allows me add little more now than thank you for your kind wishes." And he's thanking his brother, he's thanking him, and then he gets down to it. He says, "Except to correct an error you have run into, I, of my presiding over the English lodges in this county," he said presiding over the English lodges of this county, "the fact is I preside over none," because he thought he did, he corrected him, he said he don't preside over none of the lodges, "in fact is I preside over none, nor have I been in one more than once or twice within the last 30 years. I believe, notwithstanding, that none of the lodges in this county are contaminated with the principles ascribed to the Society of the Illuminati. With respect, I am, etc." Now, that was the first individual. You got Reverend R.G. Schneider, but look him up. The second person is Russell, William Russell. He goes on to say practically the same thing, but he goes further with William Russell. William Russell was of Fredericktown, Maryland. He goes on to say, "It's a pleasure. I had the pleasure of seeing you at this place, Fredericktown, in Fredericks, Maryland. Proof of a conspiracy." Now, I had the book right here, Proof of the Conspiracy. It's big. Always had it. Always wanted to talk about it. Some people just have it just go over a lot of people's head because it is very confounding with these families. But here's what is left of what was said. I'm quoting George Washington. In a letter to Sidney, August 22nd, 1798, which is in the Washington Papers, it is stated that the book gives full account of the Society of Freemasons that distinguished itself by the name of the Illuminati, whose plans is to overturn all governments and all religion and even nature. This is what George Washington was being explained to on what he read about this so-called society. Now, all you know, that's 10 years now after America in 1789 was really America, because that's when its army was well recognized. Up until then, nah. So what is 1776? Now here's the crazy part, because this dude, who we are actually under the philosophy of, you will see, he said clearly, they would try to what? Overturn all society and religion and that which is natural. If that not happens today, that's going to be y'all thought pattern for this program. Sound like that the coming of the birthday of the 1776 was a new birth, which is now illuminating. Now, here's how it stands. After taking over all religions and even all naturals, the name of Illuminati was a short-lived movement of Republican free thought founded on May Day, 1776. I said, Republican free thought. And you know, it's amazing how, if you don't dig deep, you would think immediately you'll start to mind think about the Republican, you know. Now, it's talking about Indigenous People's Republic. They sing free thought there. Also, the Republic of the Greeks of Plato. You hear my brother all the time say Plato's Republic. With Plato's Republic, then we get to where we worship in the star today of Osiris, because now they go to the Egyptian element. So this is all by coincidence or not, you will be the judge today on this program. As we carry on, we shall proceed. Now that we know that this professor, Adam Weishaupt, founded it in May Day. May Day. He's a Jesuit. He's a canon law of Ingolstadt. Look at what Ingolstadt is at. And a former Jesuit. That he supposedly left the Jesuit order, but you know that ain't true. Can't be. Can't be. That's when you got to scrutinize and analyze this history we've been taught. Can't be. He can't be former. He might be an agent now, like, you know, John Wilkes Booth, who was a Jesuit, but he wasn't one when he killed him because they didn't want to have the connection. You understand? So this is how they threw it down. So they got him talking about, I'm a member of a new sect called the Enlightened Ones. Sound pretty good. I probably thought about that one. Enlightened Ones, that sounds shit like something deep. Founded in Bavaria. So a professor Kevlar, which promotes free thought. Now here it goes. Now here's where it switched. When he was a Jesuit, two thoughts out. They gave you two thoughts to where he was Republican free thought, founded in May Day. And then when he became the Illuminati, which then he says, a professor Kellogg, which promoted free thought and democratic political theories. I said, man, they doing both. This is a hell of a think tank they got going on. Y'all all know, I've been saying it for years, the Jillian Dialect. So it comes from them. This is the people who created this dialect. They were part of this cabal. Now, here's how America rolled. Now, America has been totally lying, because during the time of George Washington writing this, he hanging out with Prince Whipple and them. He hanging out with the holy diadems and shit. They wearing diadems. They in the front of the boat. They in a secret picture where they in the most unobvious place, but it's like, oh. They the heroes that y'all been told about but never took understanding to. But Whipple is with them when they wanted to go up to the fight against the Illuminati. Now, who is the Illuminati? Y'all seen the new movie. Britain was one of them. Oh, man, this thing is way out there. We're about to get deep today. And it goes on to say that the historian and popular culture have identified the African-American soldier in the front of George Washington boat and all these great pictures as Prince Whipple. Whipple was at Saratoga and Rhode Island. So he in the north, but not at Trenton, they say. Men of color, here's where it gets deep. Now, I got this out their own stuff. Men of color did serve in John Glover's regiment. Y'all better look this stuff up. At Marblehead, of the Marblehead Sailors. Now, hear how I told you they was the pirates. Every one of these suckers that is at the front is always guiding the boat. They only give you one person to throw you off. To throw you off. Doing a great job, too. They don't throw everybody off. By you think it's one person. Nah. And the Native Americans is fighting with them. I shouldn't leave that out, but you will find that out as well. Native Americans fighting the shit with them. The Haitians is fighting with the British. Ain't that strange? But we don't like to talk about that. But we want to talk about the 4th of July, thinking that it's dealing with America now, dealing with the coming of the new birth of the new Illuminati. Now, that name, John Glover's regiment, and many New Englanders. Now, this is black people in New England. So that's where you get this, you know, this Prince Hall, Prince Whipple, Prince Hall, Prince Whipple, Prince Hall. And many New England regiments, which was made the crossing on Christmas Day of 1776. Now, if this is the case, it's time for us to start thinking. If the Jesuits actually gave the money for the White House, but y'all mad about January 6th when the charter was given by Archbishop Carroll, a Jesuit, he brought the land. So anybody who did work got paid there because they was paying people. It was inter-apprentice and apprentice, enter apprentice, and then fellow craftsmen, and then masters today. So you should just see how they got this in this real book I got. Now, I'm going to tell this book out, and I want to shout out to Brother Randy. Hope to get him on. He has a hell of a book we want to get on the air here. I got to call his agent, but we're going to set that up, because he got an agent now. So he's about to get it. So hope to get you on the show. I'm glad you're doing well, Brother Randy. Now, D.C. again. Now, ask yourself this question. Everybody in the picture, all these people running around in blackface, secretly, the Trudeau of Canada, they're giving you the clues. He was in an Alibaba outfit. Expect your enemies to still love you. Now, I'm going to show you today to start this program off. We know we got to start off like America was not free in 1776. America became free when they got recognized as a military force. Up until then, Russia, if y'all did not know this, they can never get rid of Russia, because Russia was owed the money for blocking the St. Louis Seaway so they can get the goods. So it's all pirate law being written. And who's the biggest pirates? We're going to find out today. On the Helios, special edition, July the 4th, 1776 versus 1779. Let's just start it up so we can get this fire hot. I'm ready. I know it's late. I know y'all ate yesterday. Some of y'all eat today. So we're going to let you know. We're going to give y'all some Pepto-Bismol.
Hello and welcome to History Pod. On the 29th of September 1789, Congress formally established the United States Army on the final day of its first session. The Continental Army had been created by the Second Continental Congress to fight the American Revolutionary War. The army was almost completely disbanded after the Treaty of Paris was signed in 1783 and George Washington resigned his military commission in December. Nevertheless, a skeleton force was kept in place and the 1st American Regiment of 700 men was created the following year. However, many people in the country were nervous about the presence of a standing army during peacetime, so the regiment mostly manned frontier outposts and guarded against Native American attacks. In the meantime, the newly adopted Constitution of the United States charged Congress with raising and regulating military forces, prompting President George Washington to appeal to them to pass an act clarifying the Army's role. Washington's first letter to Congress, delivered in a personal address by the Secretary of War, Henry Knox, on the 7th of August, stated that the military was something on which the honor, safety, and well-being of our country so evidently and essentially depend. Despite such a strong appeal from the highly regarded president, Congress did not immediately act. Frustrated, Washington subsequently wrote again 3 days later to further pressure the legislators to deal with the issue. Eventually, on the 29th of September, the final day of the first session of the First Congress, the House of Representatives and the Senate passed the bill and established the armed forces of the United States of America.
Now, there you go. Knowing right there is a day that everybody should be recognizing that that was the day that the United States could protect our interests. At that time, they was worried about the army. So who were the actual people fighting? Mercenaries. Mercenaries. You got to pay those cats just like you do today. But they call them Blackwater today. And mercenaries are over here now because, as they say, they want to take over America. And at any cost, because they got agents inside already. They look just like you. They look like me. They look like all groups. And the thing is that the Illuminati, I'm going to let y'all in, got to let y'all in a minute. Get ready, get ready, set this up for y'all. The Illuminati is global. It ain't one side like we, like people, oh, it's just the whites. No, they got different names for these branches. So they fighting over America as we speak. It's already started. Now, we was going to tell y'all this last couple weeks, but we didn't have a chance because so many things going on, but we found the day to do it. We're going to piece it all together for you today. Remember, Illuminati was Jesuits controlled first. The whole thing wanted to start three world wars. That was their whole thing. They said they were going to create three transitions. We told you that May Day was its worshiping point. We told y'all this, so this will line up for when we open the mics up. We told you all that. Then why ain't nobody recognized that the clue was given pure go? So they already let you know that World War III has started.
We invite you to subscribe to Mystic Post TV on YouTube. Thank you.
World War III has been declared, Pope Francis said in a wide-ranging conversation with the editors of European Jesuit publications on May 19, referring to Russia's attack against Ukraine. The conversation was published by the Italian Jesuit publication La Civiltà Cattolica and the secular newspaper La Stampa on June 14 and is sure to spark discussion. The world is at war, he said. For me, today, World War III has been declared. This is something that should give us pause for thought. What is happening to humanity, that we have had three world wars in a century? Francis spoke about the complex background to the war in Ukraine and the interests involved, including those of arms manufacturers. He denounced the brutality and ferocity of the Russian troops and praised the heroism and courage of the Ukrainians. At the same time, he said, "We do not see the whole drama behind the war, which was perhaps somehow either provoked or not prevented." The Pope has faced criticism for not calling out the Russian president by name and for suggesting that perhaps NATO may have provoked the war by barking at the gates of Russia. But in the new interview, the Pope said he was quoting what one head of state had told him. Even so, Francis denied that he is pro-Putin. "I am simply against reducing complexity to the distinction between good guys and bad guys without reasoning about roots and interests, which are complex," he said. "While we see the ferocity, the cruelty of Russian troops, we must not forget real problems if we want them to be solved." Thank you for watching, Mystic.
Now, I'm opening the mic. That is, he did it in May. You see that they started the religion in May. You see that the letters that George Washington wrote was in September. That's the ninth month. So they are definitely, definitely on course for what is to be a hell of a bang. Let me take the mic. Let y'all start it up. Keep it going. Let me go to 8554. Appreciate you joining us tonight, man. You could be eating all kind of stuff, but you're joining us tonight. Appreciate that love.
Man, I'm speechless at this point. You know what happened today.
I'm not even gonna address
it because we're gonna stay on topic today. I'll lead up the next Sunday.
Yeah.
Now, what's interesting?
I think that's part of it. So we probably because it's part of this. Go ahead.
But now, because I'm just trying to stay focused now on the show.
Just do what you got. Let it out. We just want it out because this is what we do.
Ooh. Okay. Now, I'm going back to Doctor Strange again. And the reason why I'm going back to Doctor Strange again, because, see, now, and I'm talking about the second installment, The Multiverse of Madness. That was released May 6th of this year, basically the beginning of May, like you were saying earlier. Now, the key point of that movie, and the scene wasn't that long, but it kind of connects with what you were talking about, where the Scarlet Witch took out the Illuminati in an alternate universe. And a couple of key figures that was with that Illuminati, one of them was Captain Carter. Now, in that universe, she was that universe's version of Captain America, but from Britain.
From Britain,
and then another key person, I guess he was kind of like the leader of the Illuminati, was a mutant, Professor X.
That's right.
And, there was a black woman.
Yep, sure was.
She was Letitia Lynch. Now, she's actually British. She's from Britain in real life. But ironically, she played that alternate universe's version of Captain Marvel.
Right.
And I said that to say, by the Scarlet Witch basically taking them all out, to me that shows that what's really getting ready to take over this not just the country but this nation is a satanic paradigm. I could be wrong, but this is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm listening, bro. Because I think you're wrong. We're gonna analyze what you're saying, because that's what I'm hearing from all of the celebs. They're endorsing the metaverse to buy real estate now. I mean, I don't know how you can buy real estate, but they claim you can buy real estate in the metaverse. So I'm listening to that. I said, man, this is amazing that, you know, what's going on today in this virtual reality. And again, that was not far-fetched because it was like it was trying to prevent the cataclysmic world war that they was trying to prevent. That Scarlet Witch is something else too, because in the clips I gave you who they worship this woman, and these sheeps are coming out, y'all. But look at the picture. This came on the same picture. I'm going to tell all y'all to do something. Whenever you look up something, go to the image to see. They put the secrets in these images that they put on Google. If you don't look them up, you won't. They have the woman. She is almost alchemy, they call her. But she's alchemia. And you have to look this up because according to them, they're using all because they want to make natural natural. And I think they are definitely at the table there.
And we're dealing with also, you just brought up a key point with the woman. We're dealing with this feminine, it's like this fake, it's another esoteric war. It's like this fake feminine energy is trying to take out the real feminine energy. This is
right.
What you're seeing with all this LGBTQ stuff, this AI stuff, and this is all in the mix. And before you go to the next call, I want to bring up some important dates dealing with today, July 4th. Now, I think you knew this already, but going back to 2012, July 4th, the God particle was the supposed God particle was discovered. And the discovery of the particle was consistent with the Higgs boson at the Large Hadron Collider that was announced at CERN.
That's right.
That happened on July 4th. 17, July 4th, 1789, the first U.S. Tariff Act happened. And the word America, July 4th, 1832, was the first time it was sung publicly in Boston, Massachusetts.
you can't make this up, people who listen. You can't make this up. That's why we have to put it out there for y'all, because it's so much catch out there.
And July 4th, 13 BC, July 4th is when the cult of the divinity of peace under the rule of Augustus Caesar via Pax Augusta was established, or the Peace of Augustus. And that was July 4th, 13 BC. So, and I mean, it's so many things with this July 4th date. It's crazy. But now going back to what I was saying earlier, we had a so-called mass shooting here, in Highland Park, Illinois, this morning about 10 o'clock.
That's 4th of July.
They just announced the shooter. He's another white boy.
Yeah, I heard that.
And it's crazy because now let the family know that the reason why there's some esoteric stuff going behind the shooting in Highland Park, because Highland Park was a city that was used as a backdrop for a lot of I don't know what the category is, but you remember those movies that was coming out in the late 80s and early 90s, 16 Candles and Ferris Bueller's Day Off,
those movies,
and Uncle Buck were filmed in Highland Park, Illinois. And so when I first saw that, and I'm thinking, okay, is this an actual shooting or is this another Hollywood production?
Correct. Make sure we say now, six people was actually killed, everybody, from what I got to. And I seen you on the text, and then I seen on the news later on when I got in, because I was in flight. But when I got back, I seen it. I said, man, and 24 injured. I'm like, six killed and 20. That's a lot of people, man, for a parade to celebrate 1776. That's why you had to bring that up. That's deep. Go ahead, finish up with that.
It caused a chain reaction here, because now all the other parades and celebrations that were scheduled to happen, all of it got canceled. But what was interesting, though, now I don't know, you know this, I don't know if the family knows this, but now because of so-called, quote-unquote, supply chain issues that we've been dealing with, a lot of the 4th of July celebration stuff were already canceled anyway.
Oh, I see. I didn't know that.
That wasn't really been. They blame supply chain issues.
Supply chain issues. Now, I did hear from people, and I'm going to bring some more calls in. I know y'all waiting to get in here. I did hear that there was certain areas that did not have certain things on the shelf and other zip codes. Now, I'm telling people now, and I'll stand by that. I went to a place to get some food. It was in a different zip code in Buffalo, and all y'all know of Wagmans, heard of Tops and Wagmans. Those are two big stores. It's a big difference in quality. I am like, and see, by this happening, by them stopping what they're doing for y'all, it's discouraging the population of actually being scared now. Now, everything, all they need is about, I'm telling y'all, all they need is about 3 more of these type of things, and they will have most people scared through the summertime.
But before you go to the next call, it's funny you said that. Now I got to add something else in this mix real quick. Now,
go ahead.
Everything that got covered up by that shooting in the parade today, now it's been pushing the back burner that before tonight is over with, they done already had 55 people shot, 7 killed since Friday here in Chicago.
Damn.
I hate to say it, but most likely tomorrow morning that number's going to go up. But we've been talking about all last year, 55, 55, 55, the double nickel. And also, now you were talking about the whole quote-unquote fear factor. Now here, I'm not, I told you I got rid of my property, whatever. So I'm still here. Yeah. I'm in the suburb now. I'm in a different area. But the area where I'm at now, fear is rare. And you know why I say that? Because we've been having a massive heat wave the past 2-3 weeks. As a matter of fact, we are under a heat advisory for today and tomorrow and the next couple of days too. But guess what? I said all that to say, you still got people walking around here with masks on, bruh. They're driving, for example, they're coming to the store with them off, but when they get out the car, they putting them on.
I seen it here. I just got back.
White people, Mexican people, black people.
Everybody, every group. And I'm going to say this, Jim, bring you in right quick, 3364, you coming in there. I'm going to say this. Now, the ratio is definitely down from those who wear masks and those who don't. Those who don't wear masks is way up now. I will say that. But those who do, I try not to just ignore them now to the point where I just felt like they fearful. Very, because again, in your car, like my man say, I tell everybody, if you can smell your fart, everybody, in that mask, you know it ain't safe. So that's just common sense right there.
You can smell your upper lip. But see, here's the thing with the mask on. Look at the people in their eyes. You can see the fear.
Yeah, they're scared. They actually believe it can go through the car. I've heard this recently, throughout this time, everybody got a view of politics everywhere you go, and you get to see where everybody's view is at. And it's definitely different views in each state. I can tell you that right now. Let me get some more callers in here. Y'all are hot. I see we about to get hotter. We just started. It's the 4th of July. Firecrackers will be heard, I'm sure, in a little while. So if y'all hear it, AB get shot. 3364.
Hey, Yehudu. Hey, Derek, man, I got to tell you something. I got something new. America always been a habitation of devils, man. They don't get in there. America been there from the beginning, man. Okay, so what the fuck? The chickens have come home to roost, man.
The chickens, baby.
And talking about the God, yes, sir. Talking about the God particle. Hey, I'm going to tell you who the God particle. Take your black ass and look in the mirror. You the God particle, nigga. Okay? You the God particle. We the God particle, man. Don't let them fool you. What the hell? They saw a nigga? We the God particle. Once y'all know who y'all are, they can't fuck with us. Because I ain't never scared. I'm too damn old to be scared, man. So,
I agree with you. Now, no one going to debate that at all. Ain't going to debate that. Well,
yeah.
Can't debate the God particle has been shown to be carbon filled. But to you, are like we trying to say, we there. Your message is those who...
Yeah.
Trying to get like you on that level because it is a fear factor there now because you ain't scared.
Yep.
You could go all day. Everybody know me. I traveled through COVID. I was not scared of COVID. So I'm saying to myself, if that's the case for everybody out there, it is a fear factor through what? Propaganda. That's the only reason why you believe.
Yep.
Soon as they take it off the news, everybody, think about it. Soon as it got off the news, everybody relaxed. It's just like, okay, they're like, they're telling us to be scared. So this is where we at with that. But that's a good point. But give me some more info, because you be kicking some info. What we need to hear? What we need to know about right now? Because I know you told everybody.
All right.
What we got to
do? I'm still stuck on this damn food, man. HCK293. That's what I'm telling folks, man. I felt let Noah, because I called every radio station I know that so I called one station in Chicago. What a name? Some nigga named Obadelli tell me I'm drunk, man. And he done already took the shot. And he's so damn stupid. In Chicago, got out his car in front of a restaurant and left his car running, and them new Jack boys got his car. But I'm drunk, man.
See what I'm talking about?
Hold on, let me do something, because one of my homeboys who's been on the show, Brother D, remember my brother who's come on, he said he brought some properties a while back. He was on the show talking about he bought a apartment complex. He's from Chicago. We had that a couple of times. We were talking about brother name is Brother Sean Fredericks. That brother just passed. And much condolences to his family. He passed in Chicago. I don't know. I got the obituary. It's a beautiful thing that his wife and put. He just got. It's just sad. Period. And I don't know what the diagnosis is, but I do know that people. And I'm saying this for those of you out there listening. I know you want to go on a cruise. I don't know what drives a person to do what they want to do. It is your body. That's why I don't say nothing to nobody no more. You want to take the vaccination to go on a Florida cruise or any cruise, that's your business. But there is repercussions based on the fact that you still did not know what it is. So being that y'all said y'all want to take it, there's nothing I really can say but my condolences to the family. And I hope everybody, who listens today on the program, y'all my homeboys here in Miami who shout out to us that was going on. Much love to y'all. Keep us in the loop on everything. And I was just with y'all about 3 months football season. We all got together. It's just sad. And again, young, 50-something, not even 55. So it's sad. It's Chicago. Mm. Chicago is stressing people out. We got people flying down here trying to get homes. From these areas, New York, Chicago, they fly to Florida. I don't know what Florida's going to look like, so I'm going to tell you, the Illuminati is working hard. Now, let's get busy on something. Let me ask y'all, I got both of y'all online. Y'all jumping up on this conversation, right to the number one button. A lot of y'all listening, that's beautiful. And those of you on the internet, thank you so much. But this has to be looked at, too. If a group this old, this is just right here. But in the beginning, I put pictures up, everybody. There were black regiments that they don't want us to know about. So having a gun was always a right. Because remember, there's hostile animals here. Actually, there's giants here. Don't you think the Native Americans, all y'all who talking out there, got to start thinking a little bit. If the Native Americans had seen the unseen, you know they had to have weapons to fight a Sasquatch. How you going to fight a Sasquatch with your bare head? You got to come up with some ingenuity. I got to hit him with a rock spear, some type of boomerang shit. Because
and remember, we talked about a couple weeks ago, go back and watch that episode, those episodes of $6 Million Man, where the Sasquatch was actually an alien.
Right.
He was a robot.
Alien. Think about it. Mm-hmm. I seen that one. That was a good one. Yeah, I seen that a while back. That was it sure was. It was crazy. He sure was. He was. And Kojak, now those of you who watched The Night Stalker, he had one with the Sasquatch as well. A well-known Native American folklore, whatever you want to call it, it's still Native American. Over here, Sasquatch basically been taught to us as young kids. What's the other one? Who had the Bigfoot? Another one, Bigfoot with the Sasquatch.
And the one in Florida, we always called him the Skunk Ape. Remember that? I don't know if you heard it down there in Florida. They say it's a Skunk Ape.
Again. Now, that's why I say with the Native Americans. Now, that's why I tell people, if the Native Americans knew about warfare as well, I'm telling y'all today, they were fighting in the Revolutionary War. People look just like me and you on this phone. Within the Revolutionary War, with weapons. And unfortunately, there's a lot of people involved with this thing.
On every level.
The more I see in it.
And the governor here came out, the first thing he came out of his mouth here, he said, we got to do something about these gun laws. We got to regulate some gun control. The first thing, right after that shooting happened, He did a press conference. First thing he said, we got to do some gun control.
Now, that's what happened in New York. Now, my homeboy, a lot of people got their guns thing. They were upset. There was a lot of people talking about because in Holcomb of New York State, She doing the same thing your governor doing, man. The same thing your governor doing. The same exact thing. So you know, it's a lot of stuff going on. Hey, all right, make some more calls. Mute yourself. I hear a lot of noise in one of y'all background.
All right,
it's mute yourself for me. There you go. Yeah. Okay. Now, all I'm telling y'all is, if this is something that the people are going through, that's got to be almost alien control for us to be not real recognizing that there is a group set out to take over America that even George Washington wanted to.
Speaking of the governor here, I forgot to mention that his family, the Prisco family, they're one of the 13 large Illuminati families, billionaire families in America. They're funding this whole transgender movement. They're putting money in it. The governor.
Yeah.
And he just won the Democratic Party nomination. So now this is not really getting talked about in Chicago. Now Trump has a candidate downstate. He's endorsing for the Republican side. But if this governor gets a second term, Illinois is done. I ain't talking about Chicago. I'm talking about the state.
Now, let's go with that. Now, again, we got into debates, all of us, a little bit. Had a good time about Trump. There's so many. There's a lot of blacks now that are actually saying that Trump was better. There's still some who haunts don't like him. I just think it's an unbelievable thing that a person who only had the 4-year term still having this relevancy for those of y'all say he irrelevant and all this other stuff, I will go along with it, but I don't see that. It seems like they're scared of something, not maybe him, but what's represented by him as a voice of whatever video you're going to find out today it is. So I'm asking all y'all out there, listen carefully. Listen carefully. The man just told you Chicago. Holcomb, she was not elected. She got in through Cuomo, who all y'all know killed people at the damn nursing home, and he gets a pass? Can you imagine if I killed somebody at the nursing home?
Same thing happened here. Same exact thing with the VA nursing homes.
Let
me get back to y'all governor one more minute, man. Y'all governor, he was the one that sold the helicopter Kobe was in that crashed,
right.
And he was also with Warren Buffett. Remember that shit happened with George Floyd when they had the bricks everywhere, the crates of bricks all over the country.
Right.
Your man
right.
Pritzker, he was funding what's that? I think that the Acme Brick Company, man. So because I sent y'all a picture of Boston where they set the bricks down in Boston.
So
your
I
boy Pritzker, man, he a diva,
and
man.
Everybody seen that? All what y'all seen? Y'all be sending out be like right on because y'all said it before. It's new. That's the good part. Well, y'all be saying don't be on the real news yet. It's afterwards that it come on that y'all see this stuff. But
if
Buffalo,
it come on,
Buffalo had
the same
thing. Buffalo had bricks.
That's
Buffalo
why I
had
like
bricks.
All y'all, man. When a motherfucker be laughing at me and calling me crazy, look at here. I'm in good company because they said the same shit. I ain't had near as good as Noah. They told Noah the same shit, right? That's what I told Robert X, man. So that's good.
Hey,
you're right, Drapo. I'm vindicated.
You're vindicated. I mean, anytime you can say something for this long in your life, that's all y'all on this line. And people say, but now they actually live in the reality that you warned everybody about. You can't fit. If I die tomorrow, I feel vindicated. And whoever cut my feet, I'm going to say, damn, he was talking some deep shit. I remember him saying, that's what I want. And now, I'm going to give y'all even more because y'all worshiping. All you on the line listening today. If you went to a parade, I hate to say it like this, but that's what they setting up. They set more. Remember they had the Boston Marathon. Y'all forgot about it. They did all this a long time. They did it in Boston. Remember the Boston Bomber during the marathon?
Mm-hmm.
They get you ready, but they keep you coming back. But it'd be more laws after it comes back. It'd be one law where anybody caught with guns would be immediately arrested because they're going to make that a no-gun zone. That's what they're going to do. They're going to set up these laws where they're going to be zones where you could drive right maybe a certain district to the city, but when you go into a downtown area that's considered now a non-gun zone, and then they'll have checkpoints set up for you. That go for everybody, not just blacks, everybody. And then they're going to go through that, and you ain't going to realize they're going to say, they're going to already know what's in your car because they got your thing on you that you are a registered gun carrier. And when they, when you slipping from drinking and having a good time and you forget where you at, you will be arrested and confiscation of all weapons. That's how smooth it's going to be. They're not going to take your weapons, like come to your house no more. They're going to set up smooth operations and take you and you and the car and everything else in the car. Because guess what? You under the Grand Republic.
These philosophies have been known and practiced by secret societies for many centuries. As the evidence will show, designing cities as a reflection of occult tradition was not a new concept to the Founding Fathers, among whom the influence of Freemasonry seems undeniable. In fact, the 110th Congress of the United States on January 5, 2007, passed House Resolution Number 33 to honor the Freemasons for their contribution throughout America's history. The number 33 is well known as the honorary degree of Scottish Rite Masonry. The House resolution read in part that the founding fathers of this great nation and signers of the Constitution, most of whom were Freemasons.
The Masons felt in the United States that they were forming a Masonic Republic.
The concept of a republic dates back to the Greek philosopher Plato.
Plato's Republic, that's a utopian theme, and that whole thing runs through our philosophy and thinking among the humanists to this day. They still think they would like to introduce Plato's Republic. Think about it. Every socialist country that has gone socialist have always called themselves a republic for that very reason.
It was Plato who likewise set down the earliest known record of ancient Atlantis. Centuries later, Sir Francis Bacon would set down the New Atlantis, a tale which some believe was meant to be a blueprint for the New World, one based upon the teachings of ancient philosophers.
Bacon didn't invent this New Atlantis concept. He was merely the inheritor of it. He was probably the most articulate proponent of it ever in history, but it preceded him.
Bacon believed that the American continent was in fact the site of ancient Atlantis, a concept held by teachers of esoteric wisdom even today.
A New Atlantis really was just America anyway. The east coast of America, if you take a look at the maps by other clairvoyants who have studied Atlantis, indicates that the east coast of America was the west coast of Atlantis.
This country, America, is the remnant of the ancient Atlantis, and so is very susceptible to much of the history of Atlantis, the energies of Atlantis, and some of the actions, for instance, the religion of Atlantis.
According to esoterics, the religion of Atlantis was in fact the mystery school teachings that were embraced by the ancient philosophers. Yet it might be said that none have been as prolific on this subject as 20th century philosopher Manly P. Hall, who wrote such books as The Secret Destiny of America and America's Assignment with Destiny. It was Hall that many Freemasons are said to have called Masonry's greatest philosopher. In 1934, Hall founded the Philosophical Research Society in Los Angeles, California, an organization dedicated to exploring the wisdom of all the world's traditions.
It began in 1934, and I think in this building, the library itself was finished in 1936. This is one of the leading wisdom libraries in all of North America, if not the most comprehensive itself.
The Philosophical Research Library has been highly regarded by esoteric students from all over the world. It is composed of books and artifacts collected by Manly Hall throughout his lifetime. Among those who revered the library was President Franklin D. Roosevelt, a Freemason and student of esoteric tradition.
And Mr. Roosevelt himself, you know, back in 1942, after the Pearl Harbor invasion, sent some of his people here to microfiche the works of in this library, because he looked upon it as a national treasure. He wanted to preserve it.
When Hall died in 1990, his role as president of the society was succeeded by Dr. Obadiah Harris.
Manly Hall, who was a young Canadian philosopher, sage type, envisioned re-establishing what he called the little Alexandrian library, which was, as you know, destroyed. He was very fortunate in that as he was giving a talk, he was still in his early 20s, a baroness, oil baroness, from Ventura, who owned most of the oil wells in Ventura County, told him that she was going to take care of him for the rest of his life, that no matter what he needed, to let her know, that she would see that he got it. And she wasn't really joking, because I've looked at the records, and back in the early 30s, when most of the country was in depression, I don't know if California was really in one, but most of the world, the country was, she was giving him $50,000 and $100,000 at a time to go around and search out this wisdom literature in manuscript form and in book form.
This proves...
Now, I got to stop. Now, did you hear that? A woman, a baroness. See, we always hear about Da Vinci. A baroness, just like the same baronesses of the Rothschild family helped preserve jazz, everybody. Hope y'all know that. The Rothschild family. Just look up Coltrane and all them who was financing them. And now we finding out now that a baroness said, during the Great Depression now. That's why I say you never know when money gonna come. So y'all better keep your eyes open for all flow. But isn't that amazing to know that this was considered. And he from Canada. Canada now. The same area I said was escaping to Buffalo. Boy, oh boy. This plot gets thicker and thicker as we move through it. We're going to take a quick break for everybody out there. Get yourself ready. We're going to come back. I got my two hosts. I got Brother D, Brother Wes. We're going to take it. We got two readers out there. All y'all still listening. I see New York listening. Y'all jump on in. All y'all out there, because we about to even get even hotter out here. Because I know, yeah, y'all saying, what it should be clicking to y'all that history ain't never stopped. You see, he wanted to build the Library of Alexandria. Right there was like, damn, they trying to reproduce Egypt again. But you know, you've been told this time with ships. But is that the case? Egypt again or Egypt right here? Seems like they both parallel. So when we get back, we're going to take y'all to the next level with this, because guess what? The plan is even more diabolical. If they can turn y'all, all of us, because they know that what Brother West be saying about your molecules and all that, best believe they know that. That's what the collider of the God particles was. They were splitting the genes, the atoms, and everything, reconfigurating them into something else. You know, beam me up, Scotty. Y'all thought that was a joke, too. Well, they blasted them off. And I hope y'all hear all these. They celebrating. They give me the backdrop. They celebrating the founding of the Illuminati. And don't even know it. That's how deep this goes. So all these firecrackers and celebrations and singing is not about America. America should have been 1789 when they was recognized by the world. See, that's when they became a nation. Because they had a what? That I always told everybody. I said, man, you can't fight nobody talking what we talk without no army. Don't even make no sense.
Right.
How are you going to fight somebody without an army? So this is one of the dumb things they got us believing as well. And again, we'll be right back. We're going to get hotter. So take it one time for Mandrill.
We'll be right back.
It's 4th of July, y'all.
Hey, hey, that Maxville, you took me way back there, man. I remember that album cover with that crazy-ass baboon picture on there, man.
Oh, yeah. That's my boy.
Yeah, I saw him in concert.
Oh, my goodness.
I seen him in concert. I was like, cooler high, man. I was high when I seen him back in the day. You just took me back, man.
Hey, that's what I like to do. Take it back and then bring it forward up to what's happening in today's world. We are doing it. This is the 4th of July special, y'all. Special Monday we had to do it for y'all. 76, 1789. Who and what are we worshiping today in the ceremony? I told you death was the call. I told y'all death. We played it for y'all. Ain't many people played that they want to eat babies. We played it for you.
Hey, man, you right on the money, bro.
You see, they want to eat babies now. Any cause that cannot be human. But I don't know. Y'all going to be the ones to make that judgment. Let me see. We got some more lines open up. See, hands up. Get your hands up. Get your hands up. 6661. Y'all jumping in. It's 4th of July. Let's make it happen.
And they caught the shooter.
Oh.
Hey, what's up, Mark?
Go ahead.
What's going on, my brother?
Yes, good to have you.
Can you hear me?
I hear you.
Yeah, man. All the way from MIA, you know, how we doing? We popping off.
It's everywhere. Yeah. It's popping off everywhere. It's a fire all over the place.
They've been popping off since Friday.
Yeah,
you know, they've been popping off since Friday. But, you know, the way it's going now, bro, you know, like my good brother say, it's always good to have your popcorn, man. On Thursday, you know, they've been high occultism through even the July season. You know, it has a lot of even when they made the Supreme Court decision, you know, 6-6, you know,
yeah,
that's 6.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I mean, we on some Jack Bauer shit. I always say that. And, you know, it's good to be here, man. It's good to be here in the land of living.
In spite of
other people not making it, man, bro, it's so serious right now. It's good and it's ridiculous at the same time. But it's a blessing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, to be able to see it, I'll say that for me, and keeping you on the line right now, I'm going to get into your mind. It definitely is because we see it now. That there's a lot of tension going on about what's happening in this next midterm. Even here, there's a lot of Planned Parenthood people here, and I think y'all should know why, because, again, you know North Miami and all these areas. Planned Parenthood, to me, is like really getting in grips into the politic game. They're in the politic game. That's the difference. What you see about how we could get in, because one of the biggest debates I had over the whole course while I was in Buffalo, independent. One of the cats said to me, and he lived in another area, said the same thing. We should just quit both parties. I said, I agree with you. I agree. But if we quit both parties what's going to be the agenda? See, the agenda is if we quit, okay, I can go with that. But we're going to say what's going to be the agenda of our quit? Are we going? Because we got to still work in the framework of the whole thing.
You know, my take on that is that it has to be a coalition because ever since, you know, we were independent, I would say around maybe those areas of, you know, Black Wall Street, post Reconstruction, you know, when we were, we had a little mobility and a time to flex our economic power, and we still do have economic power. You know, $1.3 trillion.
Man.
So
we got power.
You know,
I
mean,
we
got the power. You know,
Dr.
Claude.
We have the potential.
Yeah, Dr. Claude said that, but you know. It depends on, you know, how and where we choose to spend our dollars economically. I mean, I believe that we probably could have already had like some type of you know, economic system in place, but you know, the divide is where they separate us at, you know, because everybody, you know, well, I'm this and I'm that and I'm that, not knowing the at the end of the day, if the gene is most dominant, then that's what you are in spite of. But on the economic note, you know, I mean, we have that $1 trillion plus spending power. It just where we spend it at.
Let's just keep you on the mic. We're going to use your thought pattern right now. Brother D, Chicago, money spending. Brother West, I asked you about your area. Money spending. Don't go to the white man. Who else is your next big spender?
Well, and that's a good question here, because as far as in the black neighborhoods and stuff, there's nothing to buy because all the businesses and everything is dried up. Just like the grocery store, because of the crime, quote-unquote the crime or whatever, all the grocery stores now are disappearing. And it's just one of the things now, a lot of blacks, it's like now they don't have no other choice but to branch out, go out to different areas. But I hate to say it, but that was happening even before the erosion and stuff of a lot of black communities, because now from what I gather here as far as history, especially when we're talking about the whole immigration thing and civil rights and all that, we had, this was even right when I was little, before I was born, we had our own communities where, like, own black businesses and everything, where you didn't have to go out to no mall or go out to even the neighborhood to do your shopping. Everything that you needed was right there in your neighborhood. But over time, people felt the need that, okay, I don't need to shop here in my neighborhood. I need to go elsewhere, go amongst the white folks, whatever, and that's what happened.
Well, let me ask you this, and I'm going to go to you.
Some of it was all doing, you know?
Well, my thing is with that is, everywhere we all say the same thing, where as growing up, our merchants looked like we did. The merchants that we dealt with looked like us.
Right.
Now, over a period of time, I know for B-Lo, it was on, I would say, and I was got to the ninth grade, we seen the Arabs coming to Buffalo, into the Yemen. They were Yemen. Somehow they knew how the lingo was. They knew everything they needed to know to be friendly. And they bartered, for instance.
Now the thing is, you brought up a good point. They came in, but on a political, we got to make a political connection with that too. Who let them in? Who gave them the keys to let them come in the neighborhood?
Thank you. Now, I'm going to ask you that because I knew y'all. That's why I love y'all. Y'all asking the same question that our people don't want to answer. Now, when you get to say, well, who let them in? And here's where the battle is. And I'm not trying to be facetious to everybody out there, but most of my affiliation to many black folks, only now you hate the Republican Party, really. Maybe Bush. Only two times you pretty much, for our generation. Other generations may have been Nixon and some others, but let's just go with this premise that we got right now.
Reagan?
Yeah, they got those. But most people, our generation really wasn't into politics till we got to a little older. Bill Clinton, when Arsenio Hall put him on, and people started getting in close because he played on Arsenio Hall. So again, you was a popular black, y'all be saying, see, that's the God particle you're talking about, Brother West. How you get the particle out of the message to the particle, you get put on a black talk show, that's number one. That's how the God particle works. So they already using the collider concept without you even knowing when they're using it, because he wouldn't even have one with the blacks unless he played a saxophone. So black folks want that he hip. Not that he had a policy for you, but he was hip like us. So basically we was with animation. So we like anime. Because we wanted somebody to act like us, even if he didn't give us what we needed. At least he talked black occasionally. So this is what they gave us during that
period.
Sounds
like Obama.
Right. No, but I'm serious. Now, I'm not saying this to be facetious, because
right.
I'm telling people we need to start analyzing this metaverse, because this is a metaverse we in. You ain't got to put on glasses to be in the metaverse, everybody, because we are so seeing now that nothing is real. How can, if I could, if my dumbass could pull up all these facts that show that they ain't even real, come on, come on. If I could show people who I seen with my own eyes, I said, man, I got to show people because people going to think I'm lying. I hate when people think I'm lying because, you know, I know when it's a time to lie. I ain't going to never tell nobody I never lie. It's a time to see.
Hey, welcome to the club, bro.
Yeah. It's a time to
club,
see.
Bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a time to see. But with just a lie to be lying, that's psychotic. Just because some people lie all day long without even wondering, like, why he got to lie that he got new shoes on? We see they ain't real. Okay, so I'm going to tell
but
you.
But that's
lie.
A good point. Then it talks about in the scriptures, the book, the holy book people love, you know, people will become lovers of lies.
Of lies.
That's the truth.
That's
okay,
right.
So I feel vindicated again. Y'all should be too.
Hey.
Y'all should
too. Talk about that old... What a name, talking about that Lucifer the devil. They think it's a tale of the long booty. No, a tale, like a T-A-L-E, like the story, a lie. That's what
a
it
lie.
Is, a tale is a lie.
A tale.
L-I-E.
A
I was told by somebody smarter than me, every time we try to think we take it down the system, we feed the system. So the best thing we could do is just sit back and let this shit fall, man. Because I ain't going to try to feed it, man.
No. I mean, I'm going to say this and make sense what you're saying. I ain't going to say it don't. I'm gonna got another a new caller. Y'all jumping on now. I see y'all getting hot. 1300, you next. I'm not saying to anybody out there who listening, because the reason why y'all listening, y'all say y'all want free thought. That means the thought to control. That's why that abortion thing, look at their slogan, the right to control your body. And I said, well, damn, why I ain't had the right to control my body when I had to take a vaccination? And you you're going to threaten my job. How's that work, everybody? See, it got to be a balance of thinking. I'm like, fuck.
That's right.
How the hell are you going to tell me I'm going to let the woman kill babies at 9 months now? 9 months. That's okay. Well, if she can kill 9 months, my God. I can't say I don't want a shot. Really?
Right.
Just look at that level.
You're
not
right,
even
bro.
Getting mad at the woman. I'm saying, y'all got to start thinking, everybody out there. You're going to tell
logic,
me.
Man,
she
logic.
Logic. See, logic. 1300, bringing you in because it's even more deeper than this. I'm nervous for all kind. 1300.
What's going on, my brother? What's going on to the
oh, good to have you, man. I'm glad you joined. Yes, yes. Jay,
what's good, bro?
The July, break it open, man. Break that July open.
Yeah, happy 4th of July.
There you go. I like that. I like that what you put on there. That's good.
Yeah, man, I just listen, bro. It's a lot. Hey, speaking of Clinton, y'all speak. I wonder if anybody know that Clinton got a black son named Danny Williams.
Yeah, I saw
he looked just like it, right? Yep.
Man, I just posted it in the chat. So it's a lot going on, man. I don't know if anybody paying attention. You know, I'm always about that money game, so and all of it is just a distraction right now. That's wonderful what you just brought up. Some of the old things that we should be worrying about. You know how many people lost their job during the pandemic because they didn't want to take the shot because the shot was still in experimental stages, you know? And you don't have to take a drug. You can't be forced to take a drug while it's still in its experimental stages. Because not technically considered a vacation. I hate it. You know, they'll try to block you if you say the word sometime, but this should be a pretty good blog show, so we should be able to say it. The vaccination. It's not considered a vaccination until all the studies are done, and that takes at least 7 to 10 years before they can literally change the drug to a vaccine. But they authorize the emergency use. That's what the FDA and all of them came out. Remember, they said, oh, the FDA approved it. No, they didn't. They approved it for experimental use.
Yeah, and that's what hold on. I'm going to bring some fire. I got to throw some fire. See, that's what Trump's true base is mad at. See, Trump's true base is mad that he authorized it to be used because, again, they called it war speed. So this is where he get caught up for all y'all listening out there because, you know, we investigate everything. When he did the war of speed, that was where the problem came with See, that's why the black folks did not look at nothing else because they had everybody fixated on the vaccine. So when he did the vaccine, again, he gave you a choice, though. He said, you don't have to take the vaccine, but we're going to give you therapeutics. But everybody knew then, by that time, the Illuminati got him, because they said, oh, he actually did our plan of putting it out there. And then he said, the key word why he got taken out, everybody, just look it up. He got taken out because when he told everybody that there was therapeutics, it was hydrochloroquine. We showed that hydrochloroquine was talked about in a movie years ago. So I think that's where the problem come in. But go ahead. I'm glad you brought that up because that is deep. Because everybody want to say
yeah.
Something.
Fauci caught the virus again.
Again.
And
correct.
I forget the name of this medicine they use, but he's taking the medicine and come to find out. The medicine won't even work some kind of way. It won't counteract with the vaccine. So some kind of way he's gotten really, really sick. I think he's doing
hey,
real
mute
bad.
Mute yourself. Mute yourself, sir, because he can finish. I want to hear what he has to say. I want to ask for more questions.
Yeah, that's the reversal of that vaccine. That thing is starting to reverse people with it. And I hate to say this, family, but look like to me from my observation that if you got that in your system, that thing is starting to counteract now with your immune system, and it's causing the virus to reverse instead of your body accepting the V-shot. If you're literally, it's basically turning into or mutating into the virus all over again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's the problem they all saying. Now let me ask you some other questions, because now you've been saying it. Tell us what you've seen with the crypto, the economic side, because again, you said you said checks out. Go ahead, go to that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, a lot of different foreign countries that are mineral rich, they're starting to produce their minerals and starting to manufacture. So let's talk about Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe is now printing up a gold coin. Now remember, Zimbabwe has been in hyperinflation since 2008. So that means their currency failed. It collapsed. But what's happened is people don't pay attention. You got to pay attention to the prices that move on the stock market and the crypto. Notice when the crypto is selling, that means that equity stock market is failing too. Your S&P, your Dow. Your all of your different major, they call them major security stocks. They falling at the same time that the crypto. Originally, the crypto was supposed to be a way for you to get out of the U.S. dollar. And this is what we got to understand, family, that
now,
crypto is okay.
Is that a July? All this is July. Is this a July? Somebody making a lot of noise. Because y'all, please just mute yourself. When you say take me, just mute yourself. If you're moving around doing stuff, mute yourself. Are you saying that the July is the fact that they tricking us to pretend like crypto's for us and it's great and it's no third party, but all along they setting us up. I mean, I'm looking for the setup game. I mean. What's your take on
they're
that?
Setting up. They setting you up for the short. They call it the short. I don't know if anybody know what a big short is. It's a movie out. Y'all go check it out.
I think they got the name of the movie called Big Short. Shorts.
You basically do like inside trade, something like what Martha Stewart did or what Nancy Pelosi be doing. It's how they get rich. And you're saying, oh, okay, I'm gonna buy into this. But the whole time you're on the back end selling. So that's what you're doing. You're shorting your investors. So you hyping all, I'm going to get Dry Bones invest. I'm going to get Brother West, all of them to invest. But the whole time, I'm in the background, got a whole nother group that's selling. We're going to get ready to short y'all as soon as y'all put all your money. So that's what the banks are doing. The banks are the ones behind the crypto. But they're trying to make it seem as if, oh, the crypto is not through the SEC, which is the Securities Exchange Commission. We're against it. But the whole time, J.P. Morgan Chase and Jamie Dimon and all these people and the Federal Reserve are in cahoots together. But the whole time, they got you deflected on abortion, and they got you worried about Clarence Thomas, and they got you worried about doggone January 6th.
Stay with me. We're going to do 3 minutes with this. January 6th, I just played the tape. We see that Archbishop Carroll and the Jesuits financed the building for the White House and everything. So here it is. that I'm trying to tell people, you've seen two factions at war at that day, if you look at it. One, not literally in, with the gun, but theoretically through philosophy. Now, ask you this. Now, I know firsthand, but people there, I got full reports. They already had seen that it was groups being told to do, just like Brother West said earlier. See, Brother West, take that same construct that you said earlier about Pritzker putting bricks out, and just think about January 6th, and you got your gang of people that I paid $10,000 to. I want you to start talking some shit and start some shit up. And that's what took place. Now, what's your thoughts on that one, bro, before I take more calls? What's your thought on how this? Because January 6th seems strange to me that they want to key on something. And I just told everybody earlier, just read it for your own self. The White House was owned by the Jesuits. They fight Archbishop Carroll, financed the whole friggin' thing. Now, how does that work, everybody out there listening?
Yeah, man. It's January 6th, man. It was. They've already came when they did the preliminary hearings before January 6th committee even got together. They went over this about a year or two ago. And they proved that it was federal agents that were within the crowds.
Right.
And so if it was such a dangerous.
Right.
Yeah. They even asked the FBI directors. They was like, did you have any agents on the ground during the January 6th? And it was like, I can't comment on that, Your Honor.
Thank you, man. You watched it. Yeah.
The same thing what happened with the Governor of Michigan assassination. That was the FBI set up too.
Right. I'm glad y'all kicking on it. Let's go with all this because remember, me and Brother West, that Brother West is, I'm going to tell you, we're going to have a vindication party. If Herschel Walker cannot talk at that debate, we take you to dinner, man. I'll be there. I did tell people I thought Trump was gonna win regardless. I thought he was gonna win because I'm gonna tell you. So that's my brother Bo. You know, call me. I'm gonna take care of that. I'm gonna say this. This is where I get the suspicion from that y'all want y'all to say, well, damn, y'all should be just as suspicious as I am on some things because. If a guy tell you that this is the most votes ever in any election, I think it probably in the world. I don't think that many people came out in the world for an election. Now, I was thinking about it because I listen to a lot of people. And I said to myself, that one brings up the fact that the most people in the world. Just think about how many people voted for Biden and how many people voted for Trump. And add that together, y'all. Add that together. Do that for me one day. And let's have a show. Talk to me how that many people on both sides.
Yeah.
Come on. Okay. Let's just get it. Hey, all I'm going to say is I'm glad I love Spock on Star Trek because he's the blase. He ain't one of those pussy. He ain't one of those pussy. I don't know why, but I don't know how they
hey, my man, talk about the vaccination, man. I know two brothers that it's old lady that told them that they don't take the shot. They ain't getting no pussy, man. So that's the only way they got to get took the shot to keep their old lady. They fool the women first, man, with this shit, man. And then,
yeah.
I know two brothers. One of them that be on the call, man. I ain't going to call his name. That's why you ain't got no pilots to fly the plane, man. A lot of them took the shot. A lot of them quit, man. They say they ain't flying no goddamn plane. They got to take a shot, man. They fucked the airline industry up, man.
Hold on.
Yeah, you're right, bro. You are absolutely right, bro.
I'm going to tell you how to fly. I'm not no expert, but I flew enough. Everybody know I do. Y'all got to go first thing in the morning. Do not take a flight after 10 o'clock. If you can't get in between the first, you ain't getting it. Because after that, they got delays. Now, y'all better look at how they fly. Yeah, I don't want y'all to even get played. Remember, the airline industry playing us, y'all. They're the first to get the COVID money. Y'all forgot? They're the first to get the COVID money. Come on.
They sold off a lot of their assets during the pandemic because they were going out of business before the pandemic, and then the pandemic just added to their demise. And then also, remember the Max 8 was grounded. Remember that Max 8 kept crashing out of the sky.
Right.
They lost so much money behind those planes.
But they were
they sold them like the foreign countries, Boeing.
But that's why I say that. Remember, y'all, that's why I say, man, y'all got to bring back to your remembrance. That's in the Holy Scripture. I told you it's an alien book. It says bring back to your remembrance. Now, y'all do remember at the COVID-19 meeting in New York, the airlines was at the goddamn meeting. They at the meeting. When Bill Gates had the meeting, the airline, what better way to curtail your control of movement? You got to have control of the airlines. Come on, man. That's 101 control. Cartel, y'all travel, and we bringing you into the order. Because unfortunately, there is, for me, I'm telling y'all, they got people able to fly. People with money still able to fly because the seats be $300. But they know how to get you in that seat for a round trip ticket for $350 all the way to the West Coast. They know how to do it. You just have to plan accordingly, and that's how they get you. Because they know y'all don't plan, not y'all on this line, but people don't plan. Now, I'm going to tell y'all something. They planning. I like to go back in history.
Playing us.
They playing us. Playing. Now, I'm going to go back in history for y'all because, again, this program is to prove that we are worshiping the Illuminati. We are not worshiping the Republic of America who had all black warriors who were pretty much Native Americans. This is where I get, I'm like, how do I find this shit? It's right goddamn in the Library of Congress.
Yeah.
I don't get it. I don't
right.
even get it.
Joe Biden said it's going to be a new liberal world order.
New liberal world order. Right. The man tell you it's going to be a new liberal world order. Now, this dude, I'm going to just be honest with y'all. I try to get this debate going. That's why I say I hate these stupid shows that we would be watching. Nobody wants to do real cash money real. Because I'm saying that we know Joe Biden was hanging with the Ku Klux Klan and did the eulogy.
Yep.
And it's like, that like goes over people's heads. Like, so what? I'm like, so what? They worry about a man who only was in office for 4 years. I'm going to tell you how dumb this is before I even get deeper. Before Trump got in power, every rapper, I'm not making this up, I go to every rapper picture in that era.
Yep.
where Herschel Walker couldn't talk. I did not know it, but we're going to find out now soon. We're going to find out. Herschel Walker, remember, played for the USFL. Everybody that loved football watched the USFL because Jim Kelly,
yep,
who the Bills love, came from Trump.
Yep. Yep.
So niggas be lying all the time to themselves. You ain't got to worry about me. I'm just looking at you and say, damn, you love lying to yourself. I don't remember you hating Trump back then. I don't. I don't remember everybody who hates Trump now. I'm not making this up. I do not remember everybody. Because Trump was on every commercial. Ponderosa.
You're absolutely correct.
He was selling cereal.
Yeah.
He was on Rona
Trump,
Barrett.
Trump did, he brought the business to the hood. He brought...
Right.
When he was talking about the platinum plan, yeah, he was talking about the real platinum plan.
I got pictures of every black. I'm going to put it out there when we get ready for the August, because August is when they're going to really shoot us off. When we get ready for the August.
Don King,
Michael Jackson, Mike Tyson, Evander Holyfield, Lennox Lewis.
Yep.
I mean, come on, man. What the fuck I'm supposed to believe? Y'all now? I'm supposed to believe a bunch of
Clinton
niggas.
Trump. Hey, wasn't Trump like the founder of the XFL?
No,
some
USFL,
kind of way he got into a lawsuit with
the
NFL.
He beat the NFL, but they did. Well, you know what they did, man? That's how he did
gave
it.
They gave him a dollar.
Just like Alan Russo, trading places. They so rich, they only fought for a dollar. And y'all think they kill each other over sneakers. Hey, this is shit. I'm about to get y'all now, because y'all don't know. Y'all been set up. Once you get set up.
Yeah, he got Kilpatrick out of jail. Kilpatrick. He got another rap out of jail.
I'm trying to figure out what black folks talking about. I'm saying, think about it. Now, I'm not saying he was perfect. I said He's fighting the Illuminati too. If he ate the Illuminati, if he let's just say he ate the Illuminati right now, for the sake of argument.
Oh yeah, Illuminati. He parted Lil Wayne too, man. Hey, didn't he part Lil Wayne too?
He parted Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne already said he ain't listened to none of you niggas. He already said that on national radio. He said I ain't listen to none of these niggas out here because all I see is white folks at my concert. That's what he said. I'm paraphrasing. It wasn't verbatim, just in case you
said that. He damn sure said it. Hey, did you hear about the Carolina Panthers?
Go ahead, tell us.
First transvestite cheerleader. Carolina Panthers.
I'm going to tell you, if they get...
I'll call a Tom Sweep and run his ass over, man. Call a Tom Sweep and run his ass over.
No, no, no. I'm going to get NFL a way of making a lot of money. Since y'all want to play this game, all you got to do is go get some Thailand trainees. Go get some Trinidadian trainees that look just like women. And I guarantee the whole gay community will come to the football game. You will have to make a mega stadium. How about that? I want 20% if y'all go with that idea. I'll say it first. All right, let's get deep. Again, everybody who's listening, it's a time to have fun. It's a time for folly. It's all in your book. It's all in your book. It says a time for everything. But it's time for you to wake up with an old white Jewish man. A white Jewish man whose heart could not take it no longer tried to warn you back in the civil rights days. That's why I get mad with the civil rights people, because y'all can't say y'all wasn't being warned. They were warning you with speeches all over the place in New York City. Why weren't you listening? Maybe you was getting that money from the Baroness and the Barons.
Together, those two minority groups, properly maneuvered, could be used to create exactly the kind of strife in America the Illuminati would need to accomplish their objective. Thus, at the same time that Schiff and his co-conspirators were laying their plans for the entrapment of our money system, they were also perfecting plans to hit the unsuspecting American people with an explosive and terrifying racial upheaval that would tear the people into hate fractions and create chaos throughout the nation, especially on all college and university campuses, all protected by Earl Warren decisions and our so-called leaders in Washington. Of course, perfecting those plans required time and infinitely patient organizing. Now, to remove all doubts, I'll take a few moments to give you documentary proof of this racial strife plot. First of all, they had to create leaderships and organizations to draw in millions of dupes, both Jewish and Negroes, who would do the demonstrating and commit the rioting, looting, and lawlessness. So in 1909, Schiff, the Laymans, and other conspirators organized and set up the National Association for the Advancement of the Colored People, known as the NAACP. The presidents, directors, and legal counsels of the NAACP were always white men, Jews appointed by Schiff. And this is the case to this very day. Then, in 1913, the Schiff group organized the Anti-Defamation League of the B'nai B'rith, commonly known as the ADL, to serve as the Gestapo and hatchet man outfit for the entire Great Conspiracy. Today, this sinister ADL maintains over 2,000 agencies in all parts of the country, and they advise and completely control every action of the NAACP, or of the Urban League, of all the other so-called Negro civil rights organizations throughout the nation, including such leaders as Martin Lucifer King, Stokely Carmichael, Bayard Rustin, and others of that ilk. In addition, the ADL acquired absolute control of the advertising budgets of many department stores, hotel chains, and TV and radio industrialist sponsors, also advertising agencies, in order to control practically all the mass communications media and force every loyal newspaper to slant and falsify the news, and to further incite and at the same time create sympathy for the lawlessness and violence of the Negro mobs. Here is documentary proof of the beginning of their deliberate plot to foment the Negroes into all their lawlessness. Around 1910, one Israel Zangwill wrote a play entitled The Melting Pot. It was sheer propaganda to incite the Negroes and Jews, because the play purportedly visualized how the American people were discriminating against and persecuting Jews and Negroes. At that time, nobody seemed to realize that it was a propaganda play. It was that cleverly written. The propaganda was well wrapped up in the truly great entertainment in the play, and it was a big Broadway hit. Now, in those years, the legendary Diamond Jim Brady used to throw a banquet at the famous Delmonico restaurant in New York after the opening performance of a popular play. He threw such a party for the cast of The Melting Pot, its author, producer, and chosen Broadway celebrities. By then, I'd already made a personal mark on the Broadway theater and was invited to that party. There I met George Bernard Shaw and a Jewish writer named Israel Cohen. Zangwill, Shaw, and Cohen were the triumvirate who created the Fabian Society in England and had worked closely with a Frankfurt Jew named Mordecai, who had changed his name to Karl Marx. But remember, at that time, both Marxism and communism were just emerging, and nobody paid much attention to either, and nobody suspected the propaganda in the writings of those three really brilliant writers. At that banquet, Israel Cohen told me he was then engaged in writing a book which was to be a follow-up on Zangwill's The Melting Pot. The title of his book was to be A Racial Program for the 20th Century. At that time, I was completely absorbed by my work as a playwright, and significant as that title was, its real objective never dawned on me, nor was I interested in reading the book. But it suddenly hit me with the force of a hydrogen bomb when I received a newspaper clipping of an item published by the Washington, D.C. Evening Star in May 1957. That item was a verbatim reprint of the following excerpt in Israel Cohen's book, A Racial Program for the 20th Century. And it reads, as I quote, "We must realize that our party's most powerful weapon is racial tension. By propounding into the consciousness of the dark races that for centuries they have been oppressed by the whites, we can mold them to the program of the Communist Party. In America, we will aim for subtle victory. While inflaming the Negro minority against the whites, we will instill in the whites a guilt complex for their exploitation of the Negroes. We will aid the Negroes to rise to prominence in every walk of life, in the professions and in the world of sports and entertainment. With this prestige, the Negro will be able to intermarry with the whites and begin a process which will deliver America to our cause." That same excerpt was entered into the Congressional Record of June 7, 1957 by Representative Thomas G. Abernathy. Thus, the authenticity of that time.
Now, I only give you the facts. That's what we do here. We just give you the facts. That's in the Library of Congress. Y'all tell me why King and them and Jesse Sharpton.
Oh, yeah. Jesse got some money from Trump, too, man. When
yeah,
he was running
Trump.
For president, Trump gave him a donation.
Trump gave him a donation. Trump gave Sharpton. They all took pictures. I'm over that now. Through Google, I found that everything people say is a lie. I'm just saying, if everybody that I know black that I looked up to is taking pictures way before he became president, something ain't right, because the agenda for the celebrities. You just heard what he said. We must control the celebrities. So if they control you, you must perpetrate their philosophy. That's common sense. It can't be that. You can't be that dumb. You don't have to go to high school and finish high school to have common sense. Because
hey,
it may not be. Go ahead. Somebody jump in. That's unbelievable. You can
hey,
hear
phone.
This man. In the. Go ahead. I hear you.
But,
go ahead. I'm going to hear from
y'all.
Know, what y'all think about that
I
man?
Mean,
just
it's sad because, you know, as we look at today and, you know, we see Auntie Maxine and we see
yeah.
Uncle Chuck and they're
yeah.
out there telling yeah. the people, you ain't seen nothing yet, and they're using the same playbook.
That
but,
is a playbook.
But the
sheep, in the playbook.
That's a playbook.
This is what I'm saying.
The playbook. That's my question to all y'all. We did not know the playbook. This dude had the truth of wanting to tell the truth. I got to give him credit for that. Regardless, what he was Kazar. He's in Hollywood. Just like my man who told the truth, and he gets killed. Nobody, see, that's the problem with us. Like Bob Marley said, hope to see him.
But you know, can we put that in the same essence as, okay, everybody, we watch Bill Cosby go down. We watch our go
Bill
down.
Bill Cosby never warned us. Bill Cosby has never warned us.
My contrast is this. Ain't nobody mentioned Weinstein. Ain't no, we watched everybody else go down, but ain't nobody said you notice how ain't nobody said nothing but Weinstein? And he still out.
Hold on. I just want y'all to answer this question. This man that y'all just heard told us the playbook in the 1930s when he first found out. He said he started having congressional hearings in 1957 and on. Now, you telling me what we talking about now, this dude is actually the playbook. This is the playbook. He said we would have the blacks be in guilt. What have you ever – I mean, that's why you got to understand white people feeling guilty is not by our doing. It's by some other type of power doing. And he told you. We gonna make. And then he also said we're gonna make the news fake. Now, when you hear the news is fake by somebody that, because y'all been made to hate Trump. I'm using this not for y'all, but for people for psychological purposes. But here's a guy who is saying the same playbook. The news will be controlled by these groups. He even said the NAACP was designed for the purpose of bringing in socialism.
Yeah.
Now, how do we, you know, this is where I get the problem with bipolar stuff. Now, I'm bringing hardcore facts. And you can't run from this shit. You could divert it, but in the back of your mind, you know, I'm not answering this because it will make me have a breakdown. Y'all got to explain to me, every one of y'all, give me at least a minute, how we can hear this from a man who was during the King period and, right? I mean, they got congressional records. So he said they're going to use the NAACP. Y'all can split. I'm going to start with A554. Just give me an elegant, whatever you want to say. How can it even be even thought about how we thinking if a dude can come in this era and tell us the whole playbook? What's your thoughts on that? Just give me whatever
you
think.
Here's the thing. I hope you can hear me because it's getting lit literally over here now. But
oh, I'm loving it. Yeah,
a lot of us don't.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say it like this. A lot of us, I'm saying this to make sense. A lot of us, when you're talking about a playbook, a lot of us are actually running the plays in terms of when we talk football or baseball, whatever. We run in the plays, but we don't know where the plays are actually coming from, but we still doing it.
Still doing the plays.
And
same
some of
concept.
Us don't even know why.
Same concept. Because the coaches tell you that's the best play for you. And so now. This dude said he was told they was going to make a racial for the 21st century. These people got together in the 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s to set up the agenda for what we are seeing today. Didn't they say also, let's answer that question. I'm going to ask you, why? Didn't he say we're going to make the most diverse of places on colleges? What have you ever seen? Actually, college has always been used, but right now, they accelerate. So they always been using college. Even in the 60s, they use Berkeley all the time. They use all the colleges. And all these people are in colleges talking to the college people. So basically, they setting up that the revolution is basically through higher education first. We got to hit higher education before we go to the dumb people. When I say dumb people, I mean people who are not in school to be indoctrinated like Harry Potter. So if you indoctrinate Harry Potter, you know, I'm just using the analogy, we got them.
But then we got to throw the black colleges in there, too. Who?
No, every college. Every
indoctrination in the black colleges, too.
Every college. So we got the black colleges also. So we got every college. I'm going every college right now is under this control mechanism. Now, if this is the case, because we see them fighting on. Remember, I see them Buffalo. I'm using Buffalo. I could use here. But I use Buffalo because it's the New York State. Buffalo had a person just wanted to. talk different about politics. The concept is they so Democratic. They got the college students to act a fool and did not want him on to talk about the Republican history of America. Now, I think that's weird if you do not want to hear the Republican side, even if I don't agree with both. One is more dominant in keeping everything secret, and one, like Malcolm said, and I'm going to get to Malcolm, but we got a long way to go. I'm going to go all the way to the left. I mean, it's one thing to talk about these leaders that we have, but I'm going to ask y'all a question. What's your take on that, man? Because we got a lot of prominent individuals come out here, and I love every one of them all because they spiritually they are our family. I just want to know how they felt, that, not that they believed, I just want to know how they thought the people could believe something where a guy can tell them that the NAACP was started up so y'all could be pretty much used for our purpose.
Yeah.
How's that take? What's your thoughts? You and the cap, you and Jordan. How can we even explain? How could you even explain that logically to anybody there? Just give me how would you think about this?
Well, the NAACP is in the Committee of 300 in the book, man. The only black group in there. That's right. And I already know they were so black when I talked to Ben Jealous, man. When he told me that bullshit. But y'all know who killed Bill Cosby, son? A damn one of them Ukrainian Nazis, man, that killed Bill Cosby, son. Man.
Thank you, man, for remembering. Thank you. That's right. That's right. Bill Cosby, son, got... Yes, he did. And that's what is a child's war, everybody. I want y'all to know something about war. I told y'all. I read the excerpts from their own history. That's our history. They said, who was fighting? Negroes and children. Africa did it in the movie. Children could be easily manipulated to kill. And once they get killed in their mind, they're the next dictators. That's how they work. It's not by because a kid going to be nice. A kid is a narcissist if given everything. Just act. I'm going to use this as an example.
They're being weaponized.
Right. No, not even weaponized. No, I'm going to tell you how I see this. And you tell me if y'all agree. Mm-hmm. I got your lines open. If you let your kid scream all in a goddamn airplane and no try to stop it, what you think you developed as a kid? I could scream, never get touched. I mean, so as he get bigger and bigger, you let him do everything. The time you get on him, he going to be ready to fight you.
Or her.
Or her. I'm just giving an example here. Thank you for judging. Yeah, or her. Because there's no fear in the patents. Your parents, patents, parents, patents, parents, patents, patents, parents. It's no fear. Because you've been told by the state that you... See, that's what I'm saying. I want to know why these states y'all in that y'all got this democratic rule. Where even though... I just want to see the difference so y'all can see what the civil war is. Because if my state did not make me go crazy to wear a mask. They tried. They tried hard because the mayor of Dade County, Mayor Carver, Facts Matters, I just looked up her campaign so much. And I love this man, my first brother, who's the same, y'all family. Don't even think about it. If y'all showing me stuff that I don't speak Spanish, they show me some stuff. I said, man, the mayor of Miami, the mayor of Dade County are all in the pockets. They crypto state. Here's a crypto city, everybody, but they ain't showed employees how to get rich through crypto. How that fucking sound to y'all? Did that sound like any sense? We're a crypto city, but our employers don't know it. You know, this is a fucking, you know, I even don't even say it right now. I'm just going to say thank God to be alive right now for all y'all out there who say God is real. You are real because you're alive. Now, let's go to 7696, 4th of July. We're going to bust this open. 1776 versus 1789. 1789 means you can have guns, you can fight, get an army, and black folks were in the army, and they was the leaders. I think you forgot that, everybody. 7696.
Hey, that's my ball.
Let's go. Love you.
Hey,
let's go.
Hey, everybody. Hey, I just wanted to comment, you know, you just said we was leaders. See, we still leaders. And see, that's the whole thing. We playing these games with them by participating in their voting, by going to the grocery stores. Yeah, we need all that stuff, but see, we need to take a seat back, and we need to
make them suffer while we suffering at the same time, and then that's going to make a change, because once they start suffering, then they're going to see what's up with us. You know what I'm saying? Because we ain't took a step back from all the bullshit. We steady playing these fake games and playing like all these TV shows they playing for us at January 6th. That was a TV show. All these mass shootings, them TV shows that they playing. Cause you can see the people. How you on something just serious is happening? You see them smiling on TV, doing the interview. I'm just saying, you know. It don't add up.
Come on, talk to me, because I like what you're saying. It don't add up. That's what I be saying. You must have quit.
Live TV shows. Yes, them just live TV shows. We looking at all these incidents that happen. But you have casualties of war just to make it happen. You know, just to make it, give it some form of validity. You know what I'm saying? So you might have a funeral over here. You know what I'm just saying? It might something be real, but they showed us on that one movie I forgot that white, that mixed brother. I forgot that the show, one of them, Ice Cube was in there too with them, where they show how they'll kill somebody, the bullets be fake, everything will be fake. They have everything fake. They have a fake funeral. They have a fake
everything.
And people actually think that stuff can't, you know, that stuff is real. They can make it happen. You know what I'm saying?
Hold on. You've been with us for a long time. Y'all remember we did a show. That's why I say, man, I got to get y'all, but we got to get these archives, because y'all been saying that y'all could be a entity of monetary gain just by y'all on here. This. Remember y'all said, remember we did a show called Deep Fake. It was called Deep Fake. Well, they can make it think, they can make you think you watching something on the TV and it ain't real. Y'all remember that show, Deep Fake? They can make a person think that you watching.
That's what we living and dealing with right now. And that's the main thing you got to be aware of. If you dealing with fake people and you know they fake, you might as well be fake with them.
And that's what happens.
So
the energy level, that's a good, don't stay with me, Because I know, see, in order to make peace, you must sometimes bow down to ignorance, because you don't want to rile your heart rate up for something that you may feel that is, because what happens, I told y'all, what's facts to people, remember we said this a long time when we did the show, they don't see the facts. They don't see it. And, you know, for all y'all listening, I got to do it, because, again, we do this because science.
That's a natural division that you got from within. You got something that you're drawing to. Each individual.
Right.
So you're going to have good and bad. You're going to have the people that's all the way on the left. You're going to have people all the way on the right. But you got that fine line in between. You still close together. So
you
got to have it.
You in the street, I already know. We you got the same spirit. You got to know street people who doing, and you got to know who doing on the other side. You got to have good and evil. You ain't going to make it in your community, because it's going to be somebody who doing something that they could be considered illegal, but he got a good spirit, and y'all get along. He do what he do. He make his money. He might even dream you. I'm not telling you how to handle money. I'm telling y'all, but y'all better look at what money is right now. You just heard the man say it during the Great Depression. The great so-called Masonic leader for a certain right. But I'm going to give you the real leader before long. I got to. I ain't got no choice. Y'all listen to that. He said a baroness was giving this man $50,000, $100,000 during the Great Depression. It's about the money game, y'all. Your money game is your mind game. See, they look at your spirit. If a person will finance in each other, that means they see value. The problem is they control your value of each other. Brother Kwame said money. That's an acronym that's unbelievably should be a shirt. That acronym means something. Because however you give out, what happened is they don't want you to be giving out. They're trying to stop work. They want zombies. So to create a zombie, you must create new pharmaceuticals. The shot. See, I don't understand how y'all can't see this. It's so simple. See, in order to opiate or kill off a population like China did with the opium war, all you got to do is just look at one. See, they don't want you to look at the opium wars because that'll just give you the whole concept right there. Let's do that for you. So the opium wars right here in America, they go opiate everybody. No matter what, I don't care what you could do. If you all talk about you don't take shit, they're going to take some pharmaceuticals and they're going to hook your ass on that shit through your pain relief syndrome. Now, you don't know that's controlled by another nation. You know why that nation controls it? Because they owe them money. They owe China money, which I don't think most of y'all understand. Let's keep it going. Talk to me some more. Give me one more, man, Brother D, because you got some. Y'all actually is the Masonic hub, man. That's the golden arches. We got to come there. Let's go. Go ahead.
Dry Bones, did you see that video I just sent you? The new one
Yeah, not yet. I will later because I'm on here trying to run the board and look up shit. But go ahead.
But I had sent you that last night. They was talking about this area. I'm gonna take a picture of the pyramid tomorrow. I'm gonna go by there and take a picture of the biggest pyramid that they tore down back in the early 1800s. The biggest pyramid in this side of the world. It's look dry bones. It's just a small little section in the middle of a city street now.
And see, I'm gonna talk to you. I'm gonna use the same analogy you heard. See, if we would finance each other and find out the keystones for our people right now, because they zombieing our people, y'all. They making them. They did not. Did y'all watch the movie Dragon Ball Z? Don't y'all watch cartoons? I mean, y'all got to see now at this age y'all in all magic, all magic, not some magic, all magic, sex magic. Every magic on earth they got. And right now they're using the most profound magic of all. They are about to destroy all molecules that don't relate to the New World Order. That's an unheard of.
Go ahead. The man who fell on earth, that's what he's dealing with. In that part, he don't know.
I watched it. I didn't watch a lot of them because, you know, sometimes I'm doing – they had a marathon this week, a marathon. I watched about 5 or 6. The one I watched, he tried to trace back to his family. His family looked like beautiful reptilians. I ain't lying, black, beautiful reptilians. I said, damn, imagine one of them coming at you. Now, I'm telling you straight up, y'all can play games if you want to, pretend like this. They ain't get that out of nowhere. The man fell them off. They already know. That's why we gonna take y'all to the next dimension. I told y'all, Brother D, you didn't even know what I had for them. I'm gonna take them there. See, they don't know they don't know that y'all in the Pleiades. The rulers, if I'm making this up, Brother Kwame said the Pleiades, it's in your Bibles. But y'all don't like the stars because they told you to hate the magicians. Remember they said, that's magic. If it's magic, then why you got parades for the Magi? They just want you to keep you dumb. But guess what? I'm going to say this to all y'all. Y'all got to realize y'all been vindicated. V for vendetta. That's what that was about. They knew the masses. In the masses, there are people, just like in the Purge, that see everything. You don't even trust your own people because I told you, the real black folks, they would kill blacks. That was niggas. But look at 12 Years a Slave. Did you not notice what he said about our people in that movie, 12 Years a Slave? I hope y'all watched it and listened to it. Go back where he said, man, how can we have a revolution? These are niggas. Yeah, better look that up. All right, let's keep it.
And that was the same, but the brother, I can't pronounce his name, that was the same actor that's playing the man who fell to earth. Same actor.
That's right, same actor. That's why I said it. See, me and y'all, we on the same level. That's why I say y'all on top of it. Think about what we're saying. This man now is in the Celestial Lodge. He got initiated. He now sees. So he can make movies now that actually tells the story. That's how it works.
Yeah,
that's how it works.
I think he's the executive producer or the writer or something like that.
Yeah.
But
oh, yeah, great actor. They got all the – they do. We see David Bowie. I want y'all to watch David Bowie, too. So that's why I say you got to have two. You can't never be one-sided. You got to have both brains. Look at David Bowie, who was first, everybody. I'm telling you. Look up David Bowie. He was the first to make that movie, The Man Fell to Earth. Not much difference. But he got a – David Bowie looked reptilian for real, real. I mean, you should see – just think about how he pale white. But see, that's the dragon story that y'all don't like to hear about. How come I told y'all? Y'all hate the albino story, but you got to ask yourself why. You ever ask yourself why? Why you hate the albino so much? Why you hate the albino so much? It was in the Black Panther movie. It was in the real cartoon, not the damn Black Panther. The Black Panther movie showed him as the – but he was called the albino. Y'all hate that. Everybody that the Indians say the white buffalo. Y'all hate that. Because you don't know your own story. You forgot. They said they were going to make you forget. And they were going to give the blacks who they needed. They needed that melanization to create. You got to have blacks to create a philosophy. So they knew that from history. And y'all act like y'all can't figure this out, which scares the shit out of me. Because I'm like, they know how to do it. They use the right people. And then they kill the ones who are traitors. The traitors will kill Jesus. See, Jesus was Malcolm. Jesus was Garvey. They killed them, and guess what y'all did? Kept it moving. That's what y'all did.
Jesus was MLK, too. MLK.
MLK
was
Jesus.
Red Hampton.
Yeah. Jeffrey. Jesus.
Hey. All Martin Luther King had to do and Malcolm had to do is like these devils do. Get them a double, man. Get them a double and send a double out with a screw and the real will be out.
Well,
When Reagan got shot, that's what they started about making doubles, man.
We ain't going to go there with you. Look at the time. The time you're giving is correct. It's body doubles.
Even Ben Carson said,
our money game ain't there.
He saw two Trumps, man. He said, two Trumps, man.
Yeah. I'm not telling you. Dude, I'm the last person to say, we just see the movie where Saddam Hussein had a double. Everybody got doubles. We're not going to say that, but all I'm saying
Castro
for him is
Castro did too, man. That's why they couldn't take Castro out.
Right, but you got to ask, Malcolm was not, remember, he went to a spiritual thing. These people you talk about went to parapolitical military training, where they wanted to go. But the Nation of Islam, by claiming spiritual, this is why I got to ask y'all this question. By claiming spiritual to these things that y'all say, is there a killing component? When y'all say no, I know y'all know what y'all talking about, because every religious group got a killing component. Every one of them. Jihad, the Templars, the Jesuits, or the Army for Jesus. Everyone. Every one of them. Now, here's where I had a problem. You following a group that want to disarm you. If you don't like Trump, they group ain't saying, we want to take your weapon. They at least told you that y'all was the beginning of how we got weapons. If y'all can't comprehend that, who fault is it if they kill you all? Is it they fault or your fault? That's what we're going to be the next question for all y'all coming up. Is it their fault that you cannot comprehend, not y'all on this line, the people in your zip code, your zone, if they can't comprehend the fact that they want to go along with disarming themselves rather than look at the history to show that the Republican Native American Confederations that all these names come from, they had to have weapons. So this is where the problem comes, because the hatred of America by black people. We had this conversation in Buffalo. Black folks have been told they hate America so bad that you are about to usurp your own self, like the Bible story. Because I don't know who y'all thought Jacob Esau was. I mean, who the fuck you think Jacob Esau is? If y'all so-called scholarly. And I want the scholarly department. All you out there who claim to be scholarly. Funny y'all don't like to come on here. It really is. I'm gonna say it for real. We don't have a bunch of high-level people on this program. All lies. All of them. Not one, actually, even we want to give money, not one could perform what they said. Now, it's not that they didn't want to perform it. They didn't have the money or the backing. And that goes along for all these scholars that we worship today. I'm going to be real with you. It's no time to play with you no more. If Dr. Carl Anderson, I'm going to be real. I met Dr. Carl Anderson in Perrine, Chief Jimmy Brown Church. Everybody knows. I ain't got to lie. And I watched this for how many years? He told us to go get reparations. I did that. Had over 1,500 in the small area of Perrine. Everybody wanted reparations back then. And Cobra was hot. Now, y'all gonna let me down, and I'm supposed to just feel good after how many fucking letdowns? Look like my dick got... That's why I gotta take Viagra, because my dick got limp from you niggas taking my money. You niggas done took our money. Oh, our dick, all our dicks is limp. All we got is so-called credit. Well, y'all about to get it. Y'all about to get it. Let's take a commercial break before we get deep. Oh, y'all have no idea how you played yourself for porridge. Ain't that what your Bible story told you? You don't even know who you are. Funny that Esau and them, she was an Ethiopian.
Damn.
You about to get it, y'all, for playing dumb for too long. That's a shame. Absolute shame. And see, sometimes I have to just tell myself, stay calm if I do this program. It's therapy.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Drabo, no, before you go to commercial, what was the name of that clip again? You was talking the clip you played dealing with the NAACP and this whole setup of the whole racial thing.
Myron Fagan. His name was Myron Fagan.
Myron Fagan.
Myron
gotcha.
Fagan. You just put him in YouTube, Congressional Records. Myron Fagan. After they realized what he did, they had to try to stop him. And shut his stuff down too, because he seen through a lot of stuff that did not make sense to him. Because think about this, everybody: what agenda can last 1,000 years? You know, you got to kill a lot of people for that shit. Do you understand your Bible stories at all? To get God to even for you believe, you got to kill how many of you motherfuckers? See, we about to get the 4th of July. I told you I'm gonna go. It's gonna be better than barbecue in a minute. He got to kill a bunch of y'all for you to listen. Wow.
Yeah.
He said, we said the devil's on the way. He said, watch out for our babies. Oh, man. Unbelievable. Let me get ready. I hope y'all ready because we're about to get hot. Didn't he make, didn't Steve Wonder do hotter than the 4th of July? He knew. Steve Wonder knew. He was hotter than the 4th of July, he said. He knew. Let me just say this. Before we start bringing y'all back in, let me get one more call in because y'all want to get in this loop because I don't know what's going to happen to you after 11. But if you stay on after 11, guess what? You're lucky. 7472, you on the air. 7472. Going once. 7472. Got your hand up. One more time. Going through the ice. 7472. You are now in the Twilight Zone. Okay, let's keep it rolling. Now, again, I want you to keep this in perspective. Everything happening, and the Pope made his decree about World War III, May Day is the founding of the so-called Jesuit, former Jesuit, member of the Illuminati. And then he goes into saying that, first he said he's for Republican to his father. So he wants both sides. Then second, somebody, you're making a lot of noise there. If you're falling out, put yourself on mute. You're going to fall out.
Well, it didn't take.
You said
1669.
Right?
Damn,
oh.
It didn't take.
That's Brother D. Brother D. I hope he didn't say 69. He said something. One or two. Now, just think about what we're saying to bring the perspective to how it's happening now. The man just announced World War III, and you heard all your life three world wars. Most of your adult lives, prophetically, somebody mentioned three world wars. You're finally in a time frame that seems to be positioning toward that reality of being that it's being said, what is the Third World War? A transformation of mind, body, and thought, obviously. They already know they're altering everybody. DNA, I don't even know if I'm safe. I just got reports, all of us in T-Mobile, everybody got T-Mobile and that was taken over by Metro. They are now about to stop our phones. I'm going to have to get another phone, obviously, to keep whatever it is, unless I go into a $1 million inclusive research to get the hell away from the shit. Unfortunately, these phones are now against us first. This is how you cannot tell me you can't comprehend this. Your phones is going against you first. It's making you buy better robots. I hope y'all see this. It's not hard. If they stop you from using 4G, what you think they're telling you? You're getting the upgrade Jetson maid. What was her name? What was the maid name for the Jetsons? You're getting an upgrade.
You talking about Rosie?
Rosie. What a
robot.
Name. What a name. Rosie. Of all things, named Rosie. Wow. That's pretty. Now, I just want to tell all y'all something, that, so y'all, because I love the cult world because it damn sure is vampires. You know, we grew up watching that, The Omen, werewolves, Frankenstein, Abbott Costello meets the werewolf, all that shit. Not knowing the area was Bulgaria, Transylvania, all the area that this war at. That should be a wake up call.
Look at that first part of Transylvania, trans, like transhumanism.
Yeah, trans. That's what, remember, Frankenstein is basically transhuman. He's the dead being brought to back to life through electricity of organisms taken from the dead. That's some good shit. And the book is made by a woman, Shelley what? So, the woman had to know who Frankenstein was and who the real creation story is about.
Well, that goes back to that feminine energy principle we've been talking about. And then, we keep talking about May, who created Mother's Day, who created Father's Day. It was a woman.
Right. We try to throw that. So y'all want to think we just, you know, we just saying if we look that up and find it's a woman, that means we looking hard for y'all. So y'all always at the beginning of these events, obviously. And the fact that the most highly decorated Masonic dude is Manly P. Hall show you who Madame Blavatsky, all them, Madame Blavatsky came from the same area too. But here's where I'm going to get y'all there. This is why I can't take it. Every time I dig deeper, deeper and deeper, you know what that means? Deeper, get deep. Be like, God damn, why I had to go that deep? Now I got impregnated.
I'm going to leave that one alone.
I'm impregnated now with some new thoughts. Find out everybody we talked about, including Manny P. Hall, you only going to get tonight on the Helios. You don't got it before, but we're going to put it all together for you tonight on the 4th of July series. This the man who did it all. Listen carefully on who impregnates your mind.
Pascal Beverly Randolph was an African-American medical doctor, occultist, medium, and author. He was the first person to introduce the concept of sex magic to North America, and according to some sources, established the first known Rosicrucian order in the United States, the Fraternitas Rosicrucis. Born in 1825 and raised in New York City, he came from a diverse racial background. His mother's name was Flora Beverly, whom he said was of mixed English, French, German, Native American, and Malagasy ethnicity. By way of his father, Pascal was a descendant of William Randolph, a prominent American colonist who came to Virginia in the 1670s. Some other notable descendants of William Randolph include people like Thomas Jefferson and Robert E. Lee. Now, at the age of 12, Pascal would lose his mother. Now homeless and without a penny to his name, he became a cabin boy and spent his teens and early 20s as a sailor living on the sea and traveling the world. And he traveled it extensively, making his way through Europe, where he became acquainted and befriended occultists and Freemasons in England and France. He visited Africa, searching for esoteric wisdom in Egypt. His quest for knowledge led him as far as Persia, Turkey, and Syria, where he learned the ways of local folk magic and studied various religions. His lineage and ability as a medium allowed him to gain access to mystical traditions in Africa and Asia, which were closed to Europeans. And he was trusted with ancient secrets that would never make its way into the hands of European occultists, if not for him. Now, in September of 1855, he returned to New York City. He'd become a master of mystical knowledge and had earned the title of Supreme Grand Master of the Rosicrucian Order. And he began a public career as a trance medium, displaying what he dubbed triple clairvoyance, where he could accomplish feats like reading while blindfolded. He was also an orator and lecturer, giving talks to African-American audiences on the prospect of emigration to India. It was his opinion that men and women of African ancestry were destined for extinction if they remained in the United States. He spoke boldly in favor of the abolitionist movement in the years before the Civil War, and he even became a close friend and advisor to Abraham Lincoln. After emancipation, he traveled to New Orleans, where he taught literacy to freed slaves and became a school principal. He also trained as a medical doctor and was a promoter of birth control during a time when it was illegal to even mention the topic. Now, as I mentioned earlier, he was an author and a prolific one, who later in life would create his own publishing house in Toledo, Ohio. He'd release over 50 titles on subjects like medicine and spirituality, scrying, alchemy, and elixirs. But perhaps the most controversial topic he addresses throughout his career as a lecturer and writer was sex magic. Randolph's work was the dominant influence on the Hermetic Brotherhood of Luxor, the Golden Dawn, and the OTO. In his writings, he often used the pseudonym the Rosicrucian, and in 1858 he founded the first Rosicrucian order in the United States. This group is still in existence today, and it's only about an hour's drive from where I stand that they built a pyramid in the countryside of Pennsylvania. In the description, I put a link to the Google Maps of the pyramid and to the website of the order. He also wrote a book under the name Griffin Lee concerning pre-Adamite man, which outlined his belief that the human race existed around the world thousands of years ago, up to 100,000 years ago. His book stood out at the time because it wasn't solely based on biblical references. He drew from many different traditions, ancient religions, and esoterica, traveling the world while writing this book. And unlike other authors who addressed this topic at the time, he believed the people of this ancient past were civilized and not, you know, just beast men. In 1865, Abraham Lincoln had been assassinated. Pascal Beverly Randolph was there with Lincoln's funeral procession on the train to Springfield, Illinois, but because of the color of his skin, he was asked to leave, as some people objected to a man of mixed race being allowed on the train. One of his contemporaries was Madame H.P. Blavatsky, founder of the Theosophical Society. Now, rumor has it that she resented Randolph out of jealousy, and while she didn't respect him, it was said she would have given anything for the chance to plunder his journals for the knowledge they contained. There was a real and bitter animosity between these two and their...
Now, you see it that you just heard earlier. Madame Blavatsky was named by Manly P. Hall, the Theosophical Society. And yet, this mixed race, supposedly, individual who is known, he don't look black, he look like a cousin that look like he got, you know, mixed. So, all I can tell you is, you see this gang, and he was for a Planned Parenthood. This is the, I gave you the blueprint, I'm giving you all the blueprint. See, Jay-Z only gave you what, that mundane shit. We just gave you the blueprint on both games, both of them, from each era.
And his first wife's name was Mary Jane. You can't make this shit up.
Oh, man, I got to clap that one. Thank you, bro. Appreciate y'all. Thank you. Now, here's a guy who's at the procession, Lincoln. Sex magic, that means Lincoln, just like all y'all talk about Epstein's and all that shit, y'all be talking. Oh, Epstein, Trump, with every goddamn president gets. You should just see Lincoln's wife, he's fucking somebody other than her. That's a damn shit. Hope y'all took a picture of that. Tell me, look at Lincoln's wife. Tell me you're going to fuck her every night. I don't think so. Okay, so let's keep it going. We about to get hotter. Oh, man. Till they take us off. Boy, I'll tell you, y'all just don't know. We don't like these lies, especially when we got the we on facts. Y'all just like lovers of lies. Common sense will tell you right there something ain't right. Here's a so-called, no, he wasn't called African-American. That's a new term. I have to look that up. Back then, it was called Swabby. That means they had a Moorish tone. They were either Turkish. Remember, see, it gave you the clue, Turkish, Syrian. That was the clues right there. Suave. Ottoman Turks. L. That's where they get L. You know, El Shabazz. You know, he had all. I hope y'all look this dude up. Sex magic. All this sex. All you females who talking about y'all got tantra pussies and all that shit. Okay, he said fuck often. Obviously, you're not listening to your teacher. Okay. So I'm saying. Everybody quiet on that one. Now. All I'm going to say is, if you really read this shit and think you believe it, just ask your wife, hey, read this book. You like that? They ain't going to read that shit. No, that's devil worship to them. They want to be like Mother Mary. Don't want no dick. Who you think came up with that
one? A non-participant.
Yeah, non-participant. A non-participant, but here's how it works. The nuns have been caught throughout time, and y'all just pay no attention to them. Not you on this line, those you in the metaverse. You watch real people get killed. The nuns on killed a bunch of babies in abortions because they had to lie to say they was pure. See, that's another thing, hypocrisy. You want a bunch of dick, then you're going to lie and look like you holy. I don't get that concept today. It's just beyond. You come to that with me personally. Psychotic. Ain't no way you holy. You a holy hoe or what are you? Because there's no way you're going to pretend to be what this says it is, and then you say, because they're all on the internet talking about tantra, this. I'm talking to conscious people, the so-called conscious females, talking about they doing unis and all that. Okay, you doing unis on who? Now, either you unis with women, that means you either lesbian, one or two. Now, if you're a lesbian, that go way back too. You ain't got to feel bad about that. At all. I'm a lesbian. I love women. So I should be in the fold immediately. But how about that one? Now, all I'm going to tell y'all is, it's about to get even deeper. Because the women are pretending care about these babies. And I'm saying, I know that can't be too true. You know why? Because basically women get mad at the baby if the man don't like them no more. That's what's happening. The men psychologically had these babies, not realizing that psychologically it puts a toll on a woman because she got to go to the metamorphosis. See, she turned to actually a reptilian. Because if you don't think two spermoids that look with tails are run up into her ass ain't reptilian, you don't know science. You're just ignorant. So that's cool. So don't have a conversation with a person who don't know that his sperm look like a reptilian. He don't know that the sperm look like a reptilian by now. Don't even talk to his ass. Just keep it on football, sports, talk some deep, you know, don't get no deep. That's the problem. Because they think they can jerk off into all these women and have all these kids. They have a reptoid babies. Now, if you got bad reptilian blood, you can have a deformed baby. Common sense should tell you that by now.
Hell, they showed you that in the first TV series V.
Right. Just help me out when y'all feel. Because I'm rolling so they can see that, you know, this is like Independence Day for real. Will Smith didn't make that movie for nothing. Now, all I can say to y'all is basically you are making the damn people that they need. I know you don't realize that, but you are. Just look at your offsprings. Aren't they totally taking over? You have no control over them whatsoever now. Even if you think you do, you don't. The media, your kids. See, when we grew up, we ain't have no cell phone. Once they got that cell phone, that new brain that connects to their hand, just like you need a hand to jerk off, that's they do jerk off is the phone. See, they knew what to do. See, those they put it in your hand so you can have a vibration. That's what the dick do. It vibrates them. And so when they hold in their hand, you get excited. So what they did was...
Or they put it in their pocket.
They put it in your pocket. So the aliens that made this for us figured that they can get more control of us if they give us back to the vibrations that we used to know. So those of you who put your phone on vibrations, you really going to be brainwashed quicker. Because everybody claiming they hate the phone and keep your phone on all day long, you already brainwashed. You love hearing the rings. You love hearing the see, them tones got you out. That's why I say, watch your woman, y'all, and your man. If your man on the phone all the time and he, like, really, he love the phone, anybody who love the phone or that much, you better be careful. I'm going to tell you this right now. I mean this. Y'all better listen carefully. If your man or woman took shots, very happy about it, glad to tell people they took double boosters. The day of the reckoning, that's the name of it. It's called the day of reckoning. But look, if you, I don't know how y'all know this, and you got Bible stories, I'll tell you that they're going to reckon with your ass. The day of the reckoning, you're going to kill them, period. You're going to kill yourself or you're going to kill somebody. You're going to try to, because they already know you hyped up. Y'all going through red lights. I watched people in Buffalo, Miami. I got back to when I got back to Miami. People went through red.
They running through red lights, stop signs.
Yeah, stop signs. They don't care. Now, I'm telling y'all what's going to happen. Now, y'all can play dumb if you want to. It's up to you. But the day of reckoning comes. Now, where are you at in your life in the time frame or the day of reckoning? Feel blessed if you don't get touched. That's all I can tell you right now. Feel blessed because the day of reckoning comes. Anytime you can go to a town where it's normal now to go through the red light, it's normal. I watched a procession in Buffalo. I ain't making this up. Had to be 100 car deep. First people was the goddamn dirt bikes. The dirt bikes came and just took over the street. Like that was the police. I said, damn. And we like, what the fuck? I'm looking. Everybody was looking. Even white folks. They were all mixed restaurant. I said, damn. It's on Main Street. I'll just give that clue to y'all. And I'm telling y'all, they act like they had no problem taking over Main and East Ferry. And I said, wow. No police. You know how most motorcades for funerals, you have a police processionist or a motorcycle guy who got the right to do that for funerals. These guys came with dirt bikes. Now, dirt bikes are now taking over the whole fucking road. Now, when we stop running their ass over, Now you're going to have a street war. That's what they want. They probably telling these dudes to do that, y'all. When have you ever seen dirt bikes in the last 5 years take over streets? 5 years ago, they got ran over by people. Now they got carte blanche. The police don't even bother them no more. They done took over I-95, everything. Now, I'm cool with dirt bikes, but to take over traffic and go through a red light while I'm driving, then I hit you. And I mean, what is the psyche of everybody today? If this normal to you? So this is why we got to play this stuff for y'all, because y'all got to reprogram right away. Right away. You can't play dumb no longer. Dumbness will get you killed. Because it's, God forbid, if you got a dumb wife or boyfriend or husband who believes this shit and will argue with you to go along with it, or she will go along with it. See, that's why your Bible story says your own household will be your enemy. I don't know if y'all read that, but it's in the book. So y'all,
the enemy within.
Enemy, ain't no, so y'all worry about the white man so much, but your real enemy is in your fucking zip code. Ain't no goddamn New Jersey, the White House and all that. Yeah, you know, the people who talk about Trump the most don't know politics. Because Trump ain't your governor.
So, or mayor.
Yeah, or mayor.
Or county president.
Right, that's how dumb the people is. They worried about a motherfucker who ain't got nothing to do with your state unless you call him. All he is for is commerce, to keep the commercial trade going. That's what the fucking president's about, everybody. He's a CEO for an offshore corporation that could go rogue at any time. So let me let y'all play one more time, because see, y'all claim y'all love these niggas, but y'all hate y'all niggas. And I'm going to tell you why. How could this nigga here get taken out by some island niggas?
Fellow citizens of Africa, I greet you in the name of the Universal Negro Improvement Association and African Communities League of the World. You may ask, what organization is that? It is for me to inform you that the Universal Negro Improvement Association is an organization that seeks to unite into one solid body the 400 million Negroes of the world, to link up the 15 million Negroes of the United States of America with the 20 million Negroes of the West Indies, the 40 million Negroes of South and Central America with the 280 million Negroes of Africa, for the purpose of bettering our industrial, commercial, educational, social, and political conditions. As you are aware, the world in which we live today is divided into separate race groups and distinct nationalities. Each race and each nationality is endeavoring to work out its own destiny to the exclusion of other races and other nationalities. We hear the cry of England for the Englishman, of France for the Frenchman, of Germany for the German, of Ireland for the Irish, of Palestine for the Jew, of Japan for the Japanese, of China for the Chinese. We of the Universal Negro Movement Association are raising the cry of Africa for the Africans, those at home and those abroad. There are 400 million Africans in the world who have Negro blood coursing through their veins. And we believe that the time has come to unite these 400 million people for the one common purpose of bettering their condition. The great problem of the Negro for the last 500 years has been that of disunity. No one or no organization ever succeeded in uniting the Negro race. But within the last 4 years, the Universal Negro Improvement Association has worked wonders in bringing together in one fold 4 million organized Negroes who are scattered in all parts of the world, being in the 48 states of the American Union, all the West Indian Islands, and the countries of South and Central America and Africa. These 4 million people are working to convert the rest of the 400 million scattered all over the world, and it is for this purpose that we are asking you to join our ranks and to do the best you can to help us to bring about an emancipated race. If anything praiseworthy is to be done, it must be done through unity. And it is for that reason that the Universal Negro Improvement Association calls upon every Negro in the United States to rally to its standards. We want to unite the Negro race in this country. We want every Negro to work for one common object, that of building a nation of his own on the great continent of Africa. That all Negroes all over the world are working for the establishment of a government in Africa means that it will be realized in another few years. We want the moral and financial support of every Negro to make the dream a possibility. Already, this organization has established itself in Nigeria, West Africa, and is endeavoring to do all possible to develop that Negro country to become a great industrial and commercial commonwealth. Pioneers have been sent by this organization to Nigeria, and they are now laying the foundations upon which the 400 million Negroes of the world will build. If you believe that the Negro has a soul, if you believe that the Negro is a man, if you believe the Negro was endowed with the senses commonly given to other men by the Creator, then you must acknowledge that what other men have done, Negroes can do. We want to build up cities, nations, governments, industries of our own in Africa, so that we'll be able to have a chance to rise from the lowest to the highest positions in the African Commonwealth.
Now, as Marcus Garvey, he says something that Brother Kwame said on that show. That's why I listen to y'all. Don't think I don't listen to y'all. But the Kwame's mentioned Liberia. Me and him got to a little debate, which I hope we can get into a bigger debate to get everybody to see Liberia. Yeah, whatever side we want to take, we could take. But Liberia was a very deep construct. It was designed. It was brought together by saying, and Marcus Garvey fell into that trap too with Liberia. You know, it's Liberia and saying shit for us. Have you heard from Liberia? Anybody get a email or saying, come on home, Liberia wants you home? These are the things that was in the era that they promoted. You heard Myron Fagan said, we were going to promote this shit. We were going to do this. We were going to promote this bullshit around the world. And we're going to use blacks, the ones we needed, the ones that's in power with us, not the ones we need, the ones that's with us, not in power, in power with us, because they could have easily, you know, say, hey, I ain't going over this. The ones that now have been killed in this era. So y'all can't equate that era of Garvey to this era. That era of Garvey was still raw. They was willing to fight. Actually, they did fight. Lost some lives, but the problem was, they didn't know the battle, how deep it was, that their own chieftains were in on game. That go for all Africa. Anytime you see somebody get taken out, I watch all the documentaries on Netflix and Prime, and I watch a lot of African shit, and I'm almost in tears when I watch that shit. You be like, what the fuck? Good people. All they wanted was they women that be able to get water. Get water. You got people who got planted on industries already that was designed, and the trees was given to them by the chief, but the people didn't know that. People don't know that your chief made a treaty. That's why I say, how y'all know law and don't know that you got to have somebody in the front to see? This is how this thing works, y'all. You just can't talk shit. You got to have an organized talking shit, being that they got to see that, oh, they got the game together. They got the person going to do the talk. We don't know who the money people are. They ain't never supposed to know who the money people are. But black folks always will act like they got money. Problem there. Problem right there. Only ones flying gold all over their neck. Only ones that white that go along with this is in the game with y'all. Russell Simmons and the one from New York, the white Mark Rubin and all them. They created that persona, putting all that gold on to make you think you got something. That was a game. That was a game. And most of the time, you spend most of your check on your jewelry.
So take the chain off your brain.
Right. You ain't got no properties. If you think about the rapping community, if you want to really talk about rap now, because I know y'all love rap, y'all probably kill people for that shit. Trample people to get into a goddamn state, most of y'all that's listening on the internet. I already know, because I got a family member will trample you over to see one of these people. So I already know he'll do it. So I'm talking to experience. I ain't got to hear from y'all shit. I just know my reality. But trample your ass over to see what these both of them. And act like, oh, goddamn, I ain't see you. Because their minds have been trained. This new brain that they hold every day like a dick, because it's shaped like a cylinder. They smart, dude. Y'all don't know how smart these people are. Now they got the prisons with mini phones and shit. Motherfuckers making money with a mini phone on their finger and shit. How the prisoners got the, how they, you know, this whole thing is a game. The only way you can make money, the real companies, they got to have slave labor, so they already made the... And here's the thing. Y'all love Michael Jordan. I know y'all do. And I love sports. I ain't got nothing to do with Jordan, but y'all just heard Jordan's father got killed by some white dude, I believe. Is that, I'm not sure. Is it white? Was he white too? Jordan's daddy? Y'all, can y'all collaborate on that one for me? I got your lines. I could be wrong.
I mean, now, supposedly, I mean, that's the thing. I ain't doing a whole lot of research with it, but one in a, like a black person, a white dude, and a black dude was supposed to have killed his father.
I don't know. I didn't know it was a very strange.
Because it happened so long ago.
Yeah, but it was. It was one
and I know
where,
it happened.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I'm saying because I know that it was some. It was a white element somewhere in there. I'm pretty sure it was a. Because first of all, I can't even imagine my dad with all this money I got for him. He gonna just sleep on the side of the road. I know country folks feel like I can do it. I've done it too. I'm not gonna lie. You feel like hey, take a, because you see the truck stop. Hey, I'm tired. I'm gonna take a little break. Now. That means somebody is filing you because they ain't, don't even know who you are. Personally, if you just riding a you know, a Lexus. So you got to wonder how somebody can find you where you at to do this.
Hey, Jordan had a gambling debt, man. I heard he owed like $100 million for gambling debt.
Yeah, I'm glad you said it because I did hear that gambling was... Because that was one of the reasons why he had to leave the Bulls. Because remember, y'all watched the guy from Las Vegas school, the Running Rebels. He was gambling. They brought him into.
UNLV.
UNLV had a gambling shit going on too. That dude was told to fix games, and that's why to this day, I know it exists because Boston Red Sox did it back in the old days. And we know the gambling is controlled by the mafia. So we understand that. But the same token, it's because, you know why? It gets you out the hood. And because we know it was a way out. All of us loved it. It was a way out. We could watch now people that we grew up with now, some of us who have made it, went to different teams. You feel good about that. But the reality is, after they tell their real story, that's a hell of a game. Hell of a game. So... Yeah, you rich for the most part, but are you healthy? I mean, you got to look at every band, even music. I love music. I play music. Obviously, I'll be nervous if some big company say, I want to take out band. I got now wonder now, what the hell they got us under? Especially if I'm not the one doing the talking. Because that's how bands work. If somebody who's a leader, they want to talk for you like James Brown and them, they can make the deal. You see it all the time. People make the deal for you. They cut. That's what I tell you. It's not the white man.
Hey.
You cut yourself out.
It's like that group War, they managed to sold them out, took their name. They can't even use that name War no more, man.
Right. Now, you got even Prince. People talk about Prince. We had the same discussion, but it's like we all fair. Now, I like Prince, but business and Babyface. Look what they did. They did the same thing the white man did. What's the difference? They ate TLC. New Edition was broke. I'm like, man, that goes to show
Tony Braxton, I mean, it's a whole list of them, man.
List of them. So we watch these shows do their own propaganda. Now I put it on Facebook. I'm going to show you how black folks is because they going to answer me. I put it on Facebook the day I watched the BET Awards. I was in Buffalo. BET Awards came on. I enjoyed the BET Awards. All right. I'm watching this shit. No, that was before that. That came on the following Sunday. BT came on. Yeah, you know, I'm watching Lizzo came on. Now, I'm watching the show. I'm listening to this shit. Now, you know Lizzo. I'll give her credit. She brought big girls out. You know, everybody, BBW, Lil Wayne brought it. Hey, fine with me. She got a lot of energy. She can't get that way in her 50s because she's going to be in real trouble. If she stay that big in her 50s, it's going to be a problem. But she can do that right now because she's still young. That's the difference between big women don't get it. Yeah, you could do all that big shit while you in your 20s, 30s, 40s. Stay fat while you become 50s and 60s. You're going to have a problem. And if we warn you and you don't listen, now you take your husband to the diabetes zone. So y'all think about that one. But, yeah. But she made me analyze it. That's what we got to be coming now, analyze it. She gave Planned Parenthood $1 million. I said, oh, this bitch is with them. She a witch. Lizzo gave Planned Parenthood $1 million that night. Now I watched the BET Awards. And I'm going to tell y'all something, man. Black folks, y'all be ashamed of yourself. Every one of y'all niggas. You're going to tell me you watching a show owned by Viacom talking about this Black Exodus? How the fuck is Black Exodus when the dude who died, Red Child, he was a pure pervert pimp. Had two badass hoes. He's 98 years old fucking some young ass prostitution pussy. They was like unbelievable. They were twin sisters looking like. I don't know what the hell they were. They had Barbie doll looks. This dude got off as much as he could and he got off happy. But you know what he did? He ain't got no boy. He said, fuck, I ain't got no boy. That's what's wrong with us. He ain't got no boy. That mother say, I got a daughter. Guess who run BET? A white woman. Now, y'all can play this game if y'all want to. Pretend like BET is black. Y'all niggas could go to hell. Call me on any show. Call me on any show. I don't give a fuck who they are. I'll be polite. I won't even cuss. I will still eat your ass up. You going to tell me the owners of BET is not even close to being black, yet you on perpetrating, all y'all niggas on that show, perpetrating as if it's owned by blacks. Y'all can jump in. I got y'all lines open. I ain't cut nobody.
Yeah, that's because the ignorant sheep don't do no research, man. You just put somebody black out there, and then they fall. They don't do no research on nobody, man. So yeah. Them the ones that's stupid, like you said. So it's not they. If I'm afraid to be stupid, you stupid. You can lose your life being stupid.
Right. Because I'm thinking about myself. I said, man, I'm watching BET. I'm jammed. I said, wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a minute. I forgot BET. God, I'm put the show out there. They call the Rothschild, the Rothschild, they Red Child. They actually caused Kazars. Yeah. They Kazars. And the dude was fucking Playboy Bunny. I mean, two of them at a time. My ass can't get two. His mother got two at 90 years old. Come on, man. Talk to me right now. Y'all playing games too much. I'm persecuted. This man went around owning BET. And niggas up here talking about they own. It's black excellence. How's it black excellence if your ass don't own it?
Bro, that's illusion. Mad. That's what we talked about earlier, man. All this shit is illusion now, man.
Yeah,
we see through the shit now. Us,
yeah.
No,
yeah,
we see through it.
I'm talking about y'all. That's why I say y'all got eyes and can see.
Yeah.
That's why I tell y'all, that scripture called the dry bone, that's a hell of an Ezekiel. Let's look up Ezekiel if y'all really want to get deep into the space shit. That's space. Ezekiel is out of space scriptures. Enoch is out of spaceship.
Yes, sir. As a matter of fact, what's his name?
Yeah,
Jordan. What's his name?
Go ahead.
The guy that wrote Get Out and Us. He coming out with
Jordan
a movie on the 22nd. Yeah, called Note. Coming out on the 22nd called Note, man.
Yeah, I seen that. Extraterrestrial shit. I'm going to go see it. I am. I'm going to see it. Now, I like Jordan Peele. Now, I'm going to be honest with y'all. Get Out, to me, still the best one. That one with that damn interloper shit where they were, you know, popping up. I understand the concept, but he didn't put that together to me. I watched some Twilight Zone stuff. Did like some, didn't like some.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say this. The concept that he coming with, he the new dude. Now, who he married to? Who he married to?
Yeah,
everybody?
You know, he married to one of them. But,
okay.
His best movie to me was that Us movie. When they was fighting, you saw your own clones and shit. That's wild.
Okay, let's go with that one, since you like that. I didn't say it was bad, but
yeah,
like,
the tethered.
The way they came, like, okay. Now, we watching one group. Where did they come from? Like, they just came out of a house in the bedroom. Like, boom, we're here. Okay, I mean, it could have been a little bit where they came out of the ground as clone and then did it, but he made it so choppy.
But it was like a parallel. I got it as a parallel universe, like
well,
Superman and Bizarro, like a Bizarro world or some shit like that. You know?
Again, I agree. He didn't show the parallel. He just like said. Remember, he showed the beginning where it was an underground city. He did show that part, but he never showed it. He never showed the science part where They were having people. Maybe you should add a little bit more, just a little bit more to that part. But I mean, I got the movie, but it was just that it was like, boy, they came out of anywhere. Like all of a sudden, I'm watching them come out. Remember, they came. They wasn't even around people. Popped up out of anywhere. Like, well, they just pop out of the universe. I guess that he should have played. But again, not a bad. Give him credit. He is trying sci-fi. Get Out to me was one of the most. That was a eugenics movie. I think that Get Out really got him in there because it's like he was in. It seemed like he was in. Just play with me for a minute. Now he married to a white woman. I don't know who she is. I don't know who her family background is. But he's able to get in the loop. But his first movie that we all watched and was loving was it was like they was taking the bodies of black people and harvesting their organs. That's real shit going on. So it looked like his real movie, Get Out, was the real movie that he had to show that he knew was going on. Because, and then to be married to somebody of that persuasion, I'm saying that was a deep-ass movie. Now, then he went to what you call Us, which is the cloning part. So I understand the concept. So y'all think Nope is what? What y'all think Nope is about? Just give me y'all, you know, idea. What you think it's about, Brother Wes?
Well, I don't know yet. I just saw all the previews, man.
I mean, yeah, but by the previews.
By some ship coming in. And they, I don't know what the people want
not
the ship,
all,
but they keep
not
saying
Nope. Not on planet Earth.
Not on planet Earth. Okay. There you go. Thank you, man. That was a good one. See, I didn't even know that one. Not a planet Earth.
Yep.
Makes sense. That shows you know that he knows acronyms. He's using acronyms of magic. Just look at his movie, Acronyms of Magic. And I got to give him credit. He's in the loop. I would like to see who his wife is because she is definitely undercover. He don't bring her into none of the spotlight.
Her name is Chelsea Peretti.
Okay, Chelsea Peretti. All I know is he got a very good concept that he was brought in. And I really don't care your concept of who you married, but when I see the damn, you just heard yourself, Myron Fagan told you that we're going to integrate them into the white society.
Hey,
we're going to get them white women. We're going to get them white women. That's what it said.
But look at here. What do you think about Melanie Hobson married to Yeah, Melanie Hobson married to my man from Star Wars. What do you think about that? She married to George Lucas, Melanie Hobson. Melanie Hobson just bought some percentage of the Broncos.
Look, I'm not saying that it's just natural that I'm seeing through these families that I'm looking up. These families I'm looking up, they're mixed. They're not. Once you get to a certain era, you can see that blacks was having a lot of sex. Black men was sexing them up, dude. I don't know if y'all understand that. Why you think the sex?
Hey, ain't that what my man said? That you played this video, the old dude that was talking about the game they're running? Ain't that what
right.
he said? Blacks gonna be wearing whites.
Myron Fagan, yeah.
Myron Fagan. Yeah. And I figured, man, that's what we're doing because we feel accepted. But then again, like you said, they're using old principles. They're probably saying they don't know over here what was going on in the old world. Remember, they called it the old world. When they got over here, they said the old world. This was supposed to be the new world. America is actually the new world in their mind. Not maybe the Native American people mind, but the mind of the rest of the so-called immigrational groups. They consider this the new world because their world they considered was old. And they came over here with that concept. And again, we're only saying this because today, you know how much money we spent everybody on this? Oh, my goodness. If you know the amount of people who claim they hate the United States, who claim all this shit, you spent almost $1 trillion in the United States on food. I hope y'all can hear our area, because it's 11 o'clock, they finally slowing down. Yesterday, all of New Buffalo all weekend. So y'all can imagine New York.
Yeah, they busting here too.
Right. So imagine the amount of money, and then where firecrackers come from. That's an ancient thing, too.
They're supposed to be illegal here, but you can't tell.
Right. It's supposed to be illegal, but you can't tell. Thank you. I didn't even know it was illegal there. It's not illegal here in our states. Our part of it. New York State ain't legal either. They was bringing a firework when I left. Here it ain't illegal. I'm here in Florida. Same part. I hear it all day long, fireworks. Now here's the thing. They celebrate something that they claim. Now you see the national anthem now. Yes, you claim you hate it, but you do on the symbolism of the national anthem.
That's what I'm saying. The sheep was stupid, man.
That's why I said, what did it say? And the bonds were bursting. Ain't that what it say?
That's right.
And the bonds were bursting.
Yeah.
And see, that's what you're producing is that. Now, I gave it to you. 1789, America was never recognized until they got an army. When you get an army, you are now a nation. And guess what America is now? They are military because, remember, all the president's real name is General in Chief. They use the same language of the Native Americans.
Yep.
Same language.
You got that right. You're right.
Same language.
Man, that's what they do, man. Still everybody's identity. That's what they do.
That's what Esau did. Esau stole who?
Yep.
Isaac identity. Hey, man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say it's the 4th of July, man. I appreciate all y'all joining me because it's hard to do. I always can count on y'all, man. Y'all the bones. Hey, let's just say this. Sunday, I'm going to try to, I want to text to Anna Tanette. I haven't heard from you, sister. Give me a call. She's doing well. Everybody out there, I heard doing well. I did text to Brother Ray. He's doing well. Shout out to everybody. Corey.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, let me tell you, I'm talking about Brother Ray say, with this gas situation, when they jacking us up, go to the gas station where, like, the big box store where you can get, benefits for food, Costco or Kroger or something. Do not go to the gas station. That's what Brother Ray told me to tell y'all, man.
Kroger's?
We gonna try.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They want you to join the club. Yeah. I do see that. I'm gonna tell y'all something about that.
Yeah.
The lines are long. I see it here. People who I got BJ cards, but BJ gas is very low. It's still $4. It's still $4, but it's like $4.
Yeah,
I must admit it's like $4.41 or $4.49. It's not everybody else is $4.78, $4.89 here.
Shit, that's good. It's five at Sam's Club up here is $5.54.
See,
that's for regular unleaded.
I'm passing on what Brother Ray told me to tell y'all, man. I might
no,
he's
right.
Brother Ray, right now.
Those of you in Maryland, that's where he's up there. Because Brother Ray is from north, so he in his area there. So I'm glad he's giving us that. I'm glad he's giving us some news up there. Yeah, I don't know the gas in everybody's area, but I ask y'all if y'all can keep us updated on your areas because people traveling, and we got to become like the Green Book. It needs to become like something of the old time. We need to go where we can get good food.
Yeah.
We gotta start finding the places that will feed us. And we can get a healthy meal. It might cost a little whatever. We eating everywhere, y'all. We eating in places that the service sucks. People don't even work.
Yep.
They can't even find work no more.
And y'all look at that list, man. We eating the babies. Make sure y'all look at that list. Don't eat none on that list.
Hey, Sunday. Hey, Brother West, Sunday.
Yes, sir.
We're going to do that. We're going to go over that list. So get ready. Have that list ready. We're going to go over that list on Sunday.
Yes, sir.
People have called me and said, when I sent that out to people, they couldn't believe they was eating that. They almost said, man, I can't. I had people tell me they was having a hard time with that. We're going to do that list. Sunday, look forward to y'all. Peace out.
All right.